Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood,
the
international
co-host.
It is
possible. Interface complete.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
You know what I'm saying? Check this out, people. Let me go ahead and get my little porn music started real quick. Because this is going to be a little touchy subject for this show. Y'all already know when I talk about broke motherfuckers, I talk about all broke motherfuckers across the world. So today, you know what I'm saying, I'm talking to all you niggas that came up to me in motherfucker 2010 and gonna ask me, well, dog, you know what I'm saying, man? You know, I know I owed you some money, but that shit was last year. You know, I told that nigga, man, I
shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
That's real. My homeboy ran up to
fuck
me.
Up.
Say, man,
he's an asshole.
That's real. They ain't going to stay broke, though. You're going to pay my motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we into today, y'all. This is Shit Someone's Debt from last year, 2009. Yeah, Thursday going now, man. Let me go ahead and beam somebody up in this mofo. 3, 2, 1. You know what I'm saying? Hold the L on. And, yeah, I'm bringing you up on this. Riding out with DJ Smells So Good, a.k.a. Tampa's.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone's darkness is ready.
That's real. Yeah, covering that. Put my dick out and the whole motherfucking radio station turned dark. You know what I'm saying? Kick it. Like, you understand Bernie Mac.
What's up?
Yeah, man, you was in the building. What it do, don't do?
What it do, motherfucking smells good. What it is, man?
Oh, man, I'm chilling like folk villains, man. Just trying to do what it does. You know what I'm saying? Dodging these motherfucking wannabe bill collectors. And I ain't talking about the ones that you do owe money to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, hey, look, man, I want to give a shout out to you, man. I want to give a shout out to all the real niggas, you know what I'm saying, from 2009. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to real niggas, man. You definitely there. Also, I got that DVD for you, you know what I'm saying, before I turn it out, I bring that to you. But I got the other stuff, you know what I'm saying, on the jump drive for you, too. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, another thing, too, man, I really feel the city really starting to pick up, man. 2010 is definitely going to be a great year for all of us, man. And I'm really on this grind mode right now, too, bro. So I got my mixtape coming out, Street Hustlers mixtape, you know what I'm saying, Volume 1 Heavy Hitters. And I'm just featuring all the local artists that's right here hot. If you want to get your music, you know what I'm saying, on a mixtape or whatever, you can hit your pop at 321-225-1054. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas over here, we doing real shit. We really trying to change the game and make it ours right now. So,
you got an email too, don't you?
Yeah, email is mbpromotions with a Z at the end at gmail.com. Hey, man, I've been talking for the last couple of days, man, trying to do this contracts and do a different thing like this. So I all lost my voice, but. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it moving and, you know, put it for real niggas down in some spots that they need to be hanging on, so.
Oh, yeah. Did you start your year off like that? Anybody, you know what I'm saying? You know, we all came in, of course, into the new year, you know what I'm saying, on somebody, you know, with AT&T, Verizon, somebody like that. But I'm saying somebody personal, like your uncle. You know what I'm saying? Your Uncle Tutu and shit, they'll owe you $30, you know what I'm saying, the whole year. You see the nigga every month, you're going to talk, man, I got you on Friday. You know what I'm saying? And then they come up to you, now it's 2010, That motherfucker gonna come up to you talking about, man, well, you know, that was last year, dog. That was last year. You know, this a new year. I don't owe you nothing to it. No, you mean, I mean, so have you, you know what I'm saying, have you had your encounter yet? I mean, or have you went around and tried to do a yearly debt collection, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, if I do that debt, I'd probably be a millionaire right now, man.
If you could, actually, that's the only key word to that, if you could, because finding all these old motherfuckers that's been on a nigga for 30 years, man.
Yeah. Man, look, I ain't gonna worry about that. I'm going in 2010. I'm making my own moves, and ain't gonna let nobody hold me back, bro. So right now we're getting this team together. You know what I'm saying? We got a definite movement going on. You know what I'm saying? MB Promotions, Third World. You know what I'm saying? Hood Hennessy. You know what I'm saying? DJ Smell to everybody I deal with. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that been a part of my life. You know what I'm saying? 2010. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we just bring it all in. Another thing, too, we plan on opening up the club called the Palladium. I'm going to be throwing Rock the Mic there. Basically, what you do, you come there freestyle, straight freestyle. I don't want to hear all that. We're going to have you on camera and everything. DVD going to be out of the streets and everything. MB Promotion, you know what I'm saying? Be doing it like that. So anybody that know freestyle, come there, you know what I'm saying, Rock the Mic.
Well, what we got going on right now is... You know, we got the live, you know, I got the live video done. I got that popping off. My official live video show is it launched January 1st. So, what we done integrated now, you know, on Tuesday nights we do, you know, TampaRap.com.
Right.
Lounge. So, what we got now, we got live streaming. We do live streaming over the internet. You feel me? I mean, we streaming live. So, everybody will come up there and do what you do. You know what I'm saying? You live on livestream.com. /WDG Radio and on Ustream. We on two different websites. Really, we're on every fucking website though, because the you can go to all my MySpace pages.
That's good. See?
Yeah, you can go to all the MySpace, all that. So,
because I ain't here, if I do everything I know that you do, you know what I'm saying? I let them know, and then that helped them get themselves out worldwide. You know what I'm saying? And, basically, that's what the MB Promotion do. We promote. You know what I'm saying? Promotion long range, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But change is way past swag, you know what I'm saying? That's how we doing it. We doing our own thing, making our own trend. We are our own trendsetters. So, you know, hey, we ain't no followers, we leaders.
You know that. That's what time it is. Yeah, trying to follow into this new year, that cash, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Lead that bitch into the bank, you know what I'm saying? What time it is, because if y'all motherfuckers still stuck on just, you know, that whatever the fuck was in 2009, man, shit, you gonna be held back till 2015. Keep fucking around.
Well, yeah, one more thing, hey, and we definitely looking for some sponsors, you know what I'm saying, the sponsors from the things we're doing, you know what I'm saying, MP Promotion and, you know what I'm saying, just smell good, you know what I'm saying, the unity going on, you know what I'm saying, with this business and everything else, you know what I'm saying, we gotta help one another in this new. Man. And definitely from your own hometown, you definitely gotta support your local artists. Stop paying all these big time rappers and all that, they ride these big cars and they ain't putting no money in your hood. I'm tired of doing that. I wanna put my money with somebody I know. I said, oh, that little JJ. So JJ on stage. Little JJ, yeah, that's what I wanna do.
Yeah. That's real time. It ain't no time. It's been past time, you know. I still ain't understand how you allow Plies and Franklin and all these other niggas come over here, which is cool. But I mean, you don't say nobody don't collabo with these niggas. And if they ain't allowing collabos, then get the fuck up out of Tampa. You know what I'm saying? Don't come over here trying to fuck up our revenue.
Exactly. How you not collabing? And that was when I'm setting it already out there. When we blow up, everybody is on the big state, man. We collab with everybody. It ain't no matter who you are. We got to come together and stop that. You gotta collab with each other, man. Somebody's gonna blow.
Somebody's
views gonna
be hurt. You know, we pointed that out
with Trick Daddy. Doing some collabing with different people, man.
Yeah, but you notice that the up north niggas come down here, but they don't you don't see a lot of, you know what I'm saying? You ain't seen no Tom G and Jewel Santana collab. You know what I'm saying? Or no, you know, none of that. You see some Lil Wayne bullshit. Who he ain't from here, you know what I'm saying? Big Pun ain't from here. None of them niggas down in Miami from here, you feel me? All the niggas done came down here. And I mean, I'm just not, I ain't saying like I'm hating But I mean, niggas got to tighten up and do more looking out for the cities that you go into. And I ain't saying just Tampa. You feel me? I mean, you motherfuckers is filled with niggas down there in Miami. And all the motherfuckers I heard was, what, Almazo come out of that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And on the remix, it didn't have nobody on that motherfucker, really. Nobody from up north that I knew of. Everybody was down south. So it's like, all y'all up north niggas coming down south, you know, you need to collabo. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. So we can go up north, you feel me, and do some shit, too. That's one thing I like about Hood Boogie. Hood Boogie got this, you know, Friday night fights at the upper level going down. But he taking 10 people to Long Beach, California, you know what I'm saying, to for a freestyle battle. I mean, this shit, now he got sponsors and everything for this bitch, you feel me? They flying 10 motherfuckers over there. They ain't nobody paying for shit. You can call Krim from Crime City. He already on the back.
I just got to keep up with him.
So they gone.
You know, I can't do everything by myself, man. So, you know, I have to get around to it once I get myself together, you know what I'm saying? Get around these people. And, you know, just get my people, you know what I'm saying? Just hook everything up together because I already know them. I know they're good people. I just have to sit back and watch people, you know what I'm saying? See if they're doing the right thing. Because if they ain't doing the right thing, I got to back them off of it.
Yeah, well, January 19th, they leave on the 24th. So January 19th at Coco's, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do a big party, like a jump-off party, you know what I'm saying,
all
for
right.
them. And that's Tuesday night, you know, of course, on our nights, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically, we just, you know, we got flyers and everything. Yeah, we got flyers and everything already printed out for it. I should have a stack of them bitches today. You know what I'm saying? He been sending me text messages with the picture of the flyer on it and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he doing his promotion, and I'm going to do my little promotion, and then, you know, invite everybody else that we can to come out. And, you know, just network. What I want to do is when these niggas go down to California, really, if I can get a laptop or something, some kind of, you know, webcam going on, I mean, I can do the remote show so we can, you know, everybody can be in on what's going on in Cali.
Yeah, that would be good. Hey, man,
Well, it'll be a little minute today. I gotta run over and help my homeboy Judge Dredd go online to pay some bills and shit. Nigga just got in the hospital, so I got, you know, help a soldier out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my thing is right now it's so cold. I ain't really thinking, you know what I'm saying, hiding about right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
why
all,
warm
motherfuckers, all you motherfuckers out there that think Florida don't get cold, goddammit, bitch. We went down to 28 degrees last night, so.
Man, look,
know,
man.
What
cold,
the fuck
man.
Y'all
doing? Don't even want to move out of the house.
But, yeah, nigga, it is, yeah. It is, all right. 53. That was the highest it's been all week, shit. Goddamn, 53.
Yeah, we're together, man. And you said that's on the
15th, so that's
next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, on the 19th.
On the 19th.
No, about 2 weeks. It's there about 2 more weeks. It's there about 2 more weeks.
I'm going to definitely get up with you, man, and chop everything up with you.
Yeah. I'm definitely, you know, be out there. I was out there last night freezing my motherfucking ass off.
I'm peace right now. And I know that everything you do, but enhance what I do. So, keep bringing, you know, your people with my people, man. That's going to be good night fucked up.
Oh, yeah, that's what time it is. The old girl called me talking about.
I think you mean about her, too, man. I'm out. Yeah, I gotta
work
with her, man.
Cause
she
don't
want to pay everybody and do these other things like that.
Yeah, she called me talking about she looking for an open mic night for her artist and shit. And this is, she talking about something. Then she called me Tuesday night. Now, motherfucker, I done been spraying this shit to everybody and their mama, you know what I'm saying? So, bitch know about Tuesday night. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about shit else except for Friday nights with Upper Level right now, you know what I'm saying? They're the only ones that's doing, you know what I'm saying, something with a reasonable open mic that, you know what I'm saying, that's giving you some kind of exposure. I ain't talking about that Blue Shark fuck shit. I ain't talking about that old garbage, you feel me? I ain't talking about going to the hip-hop solo shop bullshit. I'm talking about people that actually are involved in trying to, you know, give you exposure and shit. So,
I mean, I can help her get the post, man, but she ain't trying to think about that. I ain't got time for that.
Man, you calling me up. You know I don't fuck with you no more, man. I know you heard the grapevine fucking with you, but you just want to call my goddamn phone and see. You know, and test the waters and shit. Let me see if you at least answer my call. Bitch, I'm going to answer everybody's call. I ain't going to rule a nigga now. I just going to fuck with you. That's the whole point of that. When you come ask me for this, come ask me for that. And I got that tax price up front. You be like, well, damn, man, you ain't do that for me last time. Yeah, because you ain't do nothing for me last time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's how that come around. It ain't about, you know, getting yours off top. You know what I'm saying? Because shit going to always come around. When it come right around to you, get in where you fit in. Shit. Hell yeah. Text their ass on the motherfucking flip line. Like Coco trying to fuck me over now. I'm selling my goddamn little snacks and shit inside that motherfucker. They want to charge me $75 a week. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you let all these dope boys up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Get their hustle on. Do whatever they want to do. Which I ain't hating on. You know what I'm saying? But don't fuck with me. Well, I'm getting my goddamn money.
Like Strizzle, that famous Strizzle. Man, she knows she should have had you DJing that thing anyway, man. You should have been DJing, not no dog on Strizzle.
Yeah, but see, she went in, everything she did was for the wrong intention. It wasn't for the talent of it, you feel me? She went in for the money making of it. She didn't go in it for the talent. She didn't give a shit about the talent. The only thing she gave a fuck about was making some revenue out of it. And giving some exposure to the old bullshit ass artist.
I ain't hating on you for that,
but you still did that shit. Fuck me. And then your representatives did not represent for you. I mean, you know, it's all good, you know. It's all good, mother. She keep talking about she got artist this and artist that, man, please. You ain't finna come over here to Tampa and bring no motherfucking artist over here. Cause ain't nobody finna vibe with you. Once they see you, they ain't gonna wanna fuck with you. That's the bottom line of that. And they ain't gonna wanna fuck with you. You start hearing that, you start throwing your name around. Trey Styles Entertainment. Bitch gonna be like, oh, no, you straight. You came out here and pulled that old no talent showcase bullshit. Shit. No talent. Not poor out your talent. That was a no-talent showcase. If you ain't got no talent, pay $25 to $50 and we going to put you on TV. And that shit wasn't even on TV. That's the other thing. You know what I'm saying? The bitch wasn't even re-aired on public access or nothing. What the fuck happened to the camera coverage? Exactly. Nigga came out there. I don't know who was out there filming, but that nigga wasn't even... And when they weren't filming video right, he went all back there like where I was. 106 point, whatever the hell FM, you know what I'm saying? Got them all on camera and shit. All that shit should be on your camera, matter of fact, because you see where I went. I covered everything around that bit. I covered everything that I could possibly think of. So.
You did. If you had a camcorder, that would have been a whole lot.
I know the audio came out fucked up. Well, at least it should have, because them little cameras ain't good for audio. They're good for all right video. But, you know, the audio, even my HD camera, the audio, you know what I'm saying, you got to play with that shit before you even start recording. You know what I'm saying? If not, shit going to come out louder than a bitch. So, it's all good, though.
The way you did it, though, man, all that could go on online video right there, because it shows some pictures, then it shows some video. So you put that right on tape. But, you know, though, my eyes opening up, I really see what you're talking about now, I'm going to say, because she didn't even want to pay them dudes for coming out there and videotaping. But then she wanted to try to dictate what was on the DVD. I told her, look, they came out there for me. They came out there for MB Promotion. You ain't paid them? So what did you, because you know, I was on that video cussing and everything.
Hold on, bro. Wait.
So She right. Go, well, I can't tell my mom that. Okay, you stay. She was the editor then.
Bro, did you just tell me she did not pay the goddamn people to come and videotape her shit?
No.
Man.
I asked her to pay them $350 for all three of them. She didn't even see anyone through that car.
What in the hell is these people really smart?
And then she's going to tell me somebody, I can go sell some of the DVDs and make my money. I'm getting disposal for you and your company. Why do I need to go and sell some DVDs for? You need to pay somebody to... Yeah, you're promoting what you're doing.
That's street team. That's what the fuck a street team for. You supposed to pay a street team. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell people be thinking, man. I mean, and for her to be in business for over 2 years, I don't know how long she's been in it, but y'all know she's been in it over 2 years. I mean, she should be a whole hell of a lot further than what the fuck she is. Matter of fact, let me see how long she been doing this shit since. Who would even say it here?
I know all that free shit I've been doing, all that shit was hot, man.
Yeah, there you go. Relocated.
By the way, though.
1994. So she talking about she relocated. She from Philadelphia, though. That's the problem. That's the problem right there. You motherfucking outsiders keep coming out here thinking that Florida and shit is just some country bunk motherfuckers and we don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? But you got life fucked up. You really got life fucked up. Yeah, she's talking about she managed to back a rap career for her brother, which I ain't never heard of. She's background singer, never heard of that, for Melba Moore and Freddie Jackson. Yeah, right. When? Y'all are gonna be tripping me out, man. Always tripping me out with some of the shit they blow up themselves with. You know what I'm saying? Make themselves look way more than what the fuck you actually doing. You know what I'm saying? If all I am is a goddamn promoter, well, I'm gonna put goddamn Tampa Bay's best fucking promoter. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna. You know, I got some real. Stuff going on right now. So I ain't gonna call her elevator today because once she signed this contract with my producer, she locked in. She don't even know it. She's locked in. So she gonna sign some contracts, some paper around here. She thinks she gonna be signing no paper.
Sign
some paper with everything I touch. She got to sign some papers on that, man.
Problem is, though, man, with bitches like that, it's always gonna be a hunt down. I ain't with no fucking hunt down for my goddamn cash. When it's time to get fucking paid, bitch, just like you found me, and I was there for you the whole fucking way, you got to get my motherfucking money. Ain't no, I ain't make it all, I gotta holler at you tomorrow, none of that bullshit, you feel me? The project is done now. I need to get paid now for the motherfucking completion of the project. No IO fucking you. In 2010, I'm not talking about, I'm clearing up my motherfucking little background debt. Because I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, hearing shit from nobody's mouth, all smell this, all smell that. All you need to do is get your motherfucking ass out of my face. I don't owe you shit no more. And once you can, you know, talk shit to anybody like that, that'll make you feel a whole hell of a lot more comfortable. I'm talking about everybody. From person-to-person loans to motherfucking bank loans, school loans, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got to just concentrate on something and get it the fuck up out of the way. I mean, I ain't talking about trying to pay all your bills. See, that's the thing, too, when people try to get out of debt. They want to go into it trying to pay all the bills at once. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no motherfucking way you're going to be paying off all your goddamn bills at once and still be able to live your life. You feel me? Yeah, it just ain't finna be possible. So, you know, you gotta just practice some goddamn monetary discipline. So whether you was motherfucking spending $100 a week on whatever the fuck, you feel me? Cut that bitch down to 50 and send the other 50 to a fucking bill. You know what I'm saying? And just start to get shit paid down. And before you know it, you know, if you just start sending money off to this one little motherfucking bill, eventually that bitch will be gone. And then that just be one less bill, you know what I'm saying, you got to fucking worry about. you know, but shit, 2010, yeah, it's about that, man. It's about wiping out all this fucking debt.
I got my hearing thing in last year. I thank God for chastising the last year. But you know what I'm saying? Time for me to step in some other shoes right now, man. And that was real.
Yeah.
A whole nother ball game this year here, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No old hat. I mean.
Well, I don't mean to hold you on radio station up all day, man. I'm going to go ahead and get up off of it. But appreciate you letting me get a little bit out of my chest, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to definitely be.
This is real nigga radio.
You know what you man. I got some 100, but.
Real nigga radio. Well, yeah, I'll give you a holler when I get back on that side, man. You already know what time.
All right, then, bro.
Yeah.
All right, let's.
All right, people. That's motherfucking MP Promotions right there. You know what I'm saying? My dog holding it down. And make sure you follow y'all promotion needs, man. You know, hit me up. I'll get you in contact with the dude. You feel me? He do graphics and all that good shit for you. And, you know, he just really represent, man. That's how we do. That's how real niggas network right there. You feel me? That's a real nigga networker. So let me read the description, you know, so I know I'm already halfway into this motherfucker, but, you know, basically it reads, you know, did you start off your new year with all the people that owe you money saying it's a new year, fresh start. So I don't owe you last year's debt, right? Yeah. Or did you say the same thing about bill collectors still at your door this year, you know? Well, let's go in on this one and see what the world. Thanks. And I'm talking about the world. We already got a little something for MB Promotions, you know what I'm saying? See if old Mr. Party Time gonna call up here and, you know what I'm saying, give us his two cents, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let's wake this motherfucker up, y'all. Let's get on the old bat line and wake this motherfucker up. Don't forget, I got a live stream show. Actually, gonna be re-airing. Cause I'm working on some new shit, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I just tried a couple of days on the live stream just to see, you know, how the hell it would work, and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? What the hell? All right, this shit talking about busy, whatever the fuck. Yeah. So that's what time it is, man. Let me go ahead and get one of these songs real quick. And don't forget, y'all, a few more. You know what I'm saying? I got another news of the day coming up. All that goodish. Get into a little new cut right here. You know what I'm saying? It's my dog, Akafool. Featuring Mr. Casanova and Tom G, man. New song out there for the streets. I got some new shit coming from my dog, Thug Pretty, who just hit me up with a new track. And I'll be playing that for y'all. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride. This is shit someone's debt from last year be erased. Thursday.
And you don't eat if you don't hustle.
Hell no.
Yeah. Man, I've been struggling all my life. Hey. Look, I've been struggling all my life, trying to get it right. That's why I'm in the streets from the morning to the night. I'm grinding, hustling. Hey, you can hate, but I'ma get mine. Cause all I got is money on my mind. So I'm grinding, hustling. I'm on my grind, bruh. 25-8-8. While your boy sleep. I never sold dope, nope. Never moved weight, nope. Never did time, but I ain't fake. Woo! Look, I'ma be me, and I won't change. I ain't the mother boy, I'm in my own lane. And I ain't dissing, I'm just speaking my mind. Got a lot of folks out here telling me that I need to lie about a story in the street cred. How I got the street bread, like I ain't from the hood. Because I got me a degree instead. Guess I'm less hood, what? And seen less pain, huh? And seen less struggle. Damn. Man, that's a damn shame. I've been struggling all my life, trying to get it right. That's why I'm in the streets from the morning to the night. Cause I'm grinding, hustling. Hey, you can hate, but I'ma get mine. Cause all I got is money on my mind. So I'm grinding, hustling.
I came out the womb thinking about 100 grand. So I hit the block feet and doing the running man. Yeah, I like my money wrapped in rubber bands. Dear Lord, forgive me, I hope you understand. Cause I can't stand taking taking orders from another man. No. I like my money tax free. Fuck Uncle Sam. Fuck. See, I ain't full yet. No. I need a bigger place. Uh-huh. I stay strapped because Florida niggas buy trigger play. It's like the more you come up, the more a nigga hate. Hey. The more you stay on the low, the more a nigga stay. I kept it 2 trips. These niggas been fake. So I don't fuck with you pussies. Y'all some ingrates.
Struggling on my life. Trying to get it right. That's why I'm in the streets from the morning till the night. Kept on grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling. Hey, you can hate, but I'ma get mine. Cause all I got is money on my mind. So I'm grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding.
I'm grinding, hustling, trying to get them real G's. Came up on Roman noodles and grilled cheese. Night I'm on my knees, begging the Lord, please get me out this gutter, chasing money at a high speed. Pressure keep my eyes slanted like I'm Chinese. Roll with 2 twin Glocks, yeah, they sign me. Man, you know how I'd be, ask God to guide me. Before that paper, no, I'm quick to let the 9 squeeze. Get it from the ground, I was taught that. On the corner, 9 to 5, catch me in that all black. Ready for whatever, I can't live without that cheddar. I ain't stopping, nigga, never till these times get better.
Trying to get it right, that's why I'm in the streets from the morning till the night. Kept on grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling. Hey, you can hate, but I'ma get mine. Cause all I got is money on my mind. So I'm grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling.
Hey! It's good, everything great. Florida Terrace.
Click. 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 Click.
Take a picture. Take a picture. Take a picture.
Oh, man, what
a picture. Take a picture.
Fuck you, go get your daddy's new
car. Take a picture. Take a picture. Take a picture. Take a picture.
I'm fly, off in the mold, lost in the drove, boss with a hoes, need 2 for the road, 2 days, 2 shows, 2 face, box short, I'm a judge of the sport, she the life for the party, she caught it with the Sprite, get it right when I started, the nigga paid the full, I ain't gotta make deposits, red bone bitch, look good, got knowledge, that's no meat in that ass, oh, cushion, same one walking like she got good pussy, well, let me get it till it ain't none left, ain't feeling irreplaceable in my best, I'ma place you in the weirdest ways in my bed, you heard what I said, first to get bread, get burned from that ledge, learn from you play. Money man made it, G's, they gon' ride, she ride when I pay for it, all time.
I'm fly, that's right. so much I want to say, but it's just so little time. Yeah, it's late here. I'm going to tell you how I feel.
Would you?
Let's see if you can handle it.
Try me.
Please touch me. When you hold me, you know right where to go to show me what you're thinking when I'm with you. You make desires burn much hotter than I ever felt or ever knew it could be. When I hear you say my name, it sends a steady burning flame down to the depths of no control. You touch my soul to the point of no return. I give my all to you, for only you can count these tender feelings. Need to touch you, need to hold you, need to show you how I'm feeling when you're deep inside me, how I'm thriving on your body and the strong desire to make love until the rising sun. When I hear you call my name, it sends a distant burning flame down to the depths of no control. You touch my soul.
This is where I change my mind. Though you say she's just a friend, she's been sleeping where I've been, acting like your next of kin. Though you keep me hanging on, same old story, same old song. Once again I must remind, please review my exit sign. This is where I draw the line. This is where I close the door. Can't take your secrets anymore. Many calls are not returned, so some bridges must be burned. Some poor fools, they never learn. I bought a vowel, got a flu. I solved a puzzle and now we're through. Some other lifetime I'll be present time. This is where I draw the line. I still believe love is good. Yes, I got hope for someone new. Can taste new candy on my plate. Might forget just where I've been, traveling down the same dead end. But thanks a lot for showing me I deserve better, and now you're free. Don't wanna take up all your time, I only called to drop a dime. This is where I draw the line. This is where I draw the line.
Right here, goddammit.
I don't know who these black guys think they are walking around here.
Drawing the fucking line, man. Yeah. Drawing the line, all you motherfuckers that owe me money, goddammit.
He'll ask you how to rap. He can get up on fucking, get up on this truck.
Damn right. Goofy the Bone in the motherfucking
style.
Building.
Here we go. Now check this out.
Y'all check this out.
Riding my truck on the Tuesday night. Riding down by tea trying to start a fight. My name is Dewberg. I'm from Alabaster. I'm a low down root two back by crack road tide.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
I want to hear that bullshit. Fucking redneck.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
You know what I'm saying? That's real, man. Let me go ahead and get back into what the fuck I does. Yeah. Y'all right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. Let me walk over here real quick and get my shit started. You know what I'm saying? And we going to go ahead and open up these motherfucking lines. Let me walk over here, man, start my porn music. Nah, I ain't going to start the porn music yet because I got to go ahead and do what I does. Slap this motherfucker across his head real quick. Get your ass out the way. Being these motherfuckers. Oh, it is eight. Oh, shit. Goddamn transporter beam. Hold on, goddammit.
Hey, I'm halfway here.
Shit.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Yeah, man. Motherfucking half-ass damn transporter beam.
Yeah, man.
Beam.
Beam me out of this fucking bullshit I'm in, man. You know what? Thank God that Straight Loke Records is in the motherfucking trademark and record, you know, it's established as a business.
LLC,
they can't
right?
touch this.
Yeah, LLC,
you know what I mean?
Right?
Huh? Yeah. They can't
yeah.
touch this.
Right.
They took everything of mine, but everything is Straight low. They had to leave alone.
Well, yeah, that's just like putting everything in your mama name.
Exactly.
Yeah,
oh,
you know what I'm saying? But these stupid motherfuckers, you know, baby and all these dumbass niggas want to get on there talking about leave, put everything in your mama name. No, bitch. Get your old bootleg dumbass umbrella corporation and put all your shit in your goddamn corporation's name. That's what you do. Put all your
they
shit in a limited
know.
Liability corporation. There you go. Come and take that. Now, then when they do
bad.
Come at you, then they will have to come at you as your business, not as you personally, though. And if you fucked up personally, then you ain't giving a shit about your business because they can't fuck with it. And then when they come try to fuck with your business, do like the white folks do and claim bankruptcy, bam. And then you get all your shit back. Come on, man. You better learn the goddamn American way of doing it. We keep trying to do it our way.
Radio.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Lend the homeboy a hand. Segment here on Wrecking the Game Radio.
I'm trying to motherfucking tell you, man, shit gets kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying? That's real.
Oh.
Hey, 813, you in the building too, man. I don't know who the fuck is, but what happened?
How you doing?
Who that?
What happened?
DJ smells so good.
Mmm.
Shout out to you,
Mama. Please tell me it's John New the Princess.
Yeah, you know I'm coming out to Cali soon.
Oh, I hope you are, because my heart is in dire straits of you, honey.
I can't come until it get hot now. I can't do all that cold weather.
Oh, believe me, I'll be in my shorts waiting for you.
My cousin lives in Cali. He told me they love dark-skinned women in Cali.
Shit, I'll show you the first one that'll love you.
Goddamn Mexicans in Cali.
Damn Mexicans. Now we got everything out here. You know, you'll be like in a, I don't know. It's like a movie every time you, like, walk around. Actually, nah.
Holly fucking weird. Holly weird. That's why I say Holly weird. She's scared of sisters, Goofy Bone. She's scared of fags and sisters, Goofy Bone. I'm putting it out there to the world. Johnny was scared of fags and sisters. So if you fags and sisters come around us, you better hold your pussies and hold your dicks. We don't play that shit. No fag shit going on around here. We don't go no ways but straight, goddammit.
Those people are in their own little corner.
No, but I'm telling us, you've been to Hollywood. Is it Hollywood or is it Holly Weird?
It's Holly Weird.
Okay, is that bitch 95% straight or that bitch 95% of fruit bowl?
You know, if you go to Hollywood, motherfuckers want to try to fit in, so they're just willing to try everything.
Anything and everything.
And
so,
believe me, that's why I stay away from that shit, because hell no, I'm fucking just
straight. They going to do anything and everything to try to bring
hell
you
yeah.
to
I've
this
had
crazy world.
I've had motherfuckers, once I was in L.A., I was peeing, and this motherfucker had the nerve to, like, look over. Like, down. Not look at me, but look down.
Looking at your dick, Goofy Bone?
Yeah, looking at the bone.
He was trying to see was your shit bigger than his.
Oh, fuck.
Hell nah. Yeah, listen here, Ja. You ain't never heard no gay ass shit like that. Niggas don't go into the bathroom to see whose shit's bigger than the other man. If you caught looking at another man's shit, you in the motherfucking fag zone.
Oh my God!
You have just entered the. What the hell? What does that look like for a woman to go into a stall with another woman? What the fuck is she doing in the stall?
Goofy Bone, don't feel bad, baby. I had the most embarrassing moment in the nail shop. I thought the chick was my.
Oh yeah, this is funny here, y'all. Y'all hold on, John, hold on. We've got a John New moment. We've got a John New moment, people.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have.
I was mad all at the same time, you know, I just couldn't handle it.
Drop the porn music for her.
You know, me and the chick, we cool. I've been going to the same nail shop 6-7 years, you know, going there and getting my little toes, my feet done, whatever. And they always fuck with me. You know, even though they Vietnamese, they kind of hip-hop. They a little thug. Now they think they black.
Did you hear this music when you walked in the door? Did you hear something like this? It's John New. Sing, sing, fang, fang, song. Sing, fang, fang, song. I don't know how to speak this shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know shit. Sing, sing, fang, sing, fang.
Tell him, sing, chow.
Yeah, there you go. Sing, chow. Bang.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker, get me. It was April. Motherfucker told me to go pick my. And I won. I said, all right, I went over there to pick my. Hey, stay with women.
Why she paid in and out?
Pick my color out and slapped me on the ass. I was so embarrassed. All the ladies in the nail shops turned and looked at me like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Well, that's a football move. She was just, you know, congratulations, pow. You know, football players do it. She got Americanized. She seen the football players. You know, she just walked the NFL game or something, college games. And
everybody in
there.
No.
Touchdown. She ain't say touchdown afterwards.
I told her she might not feel me no damn.
I played in the womanhood.
You know what, John knew? Tell her.
So embarrassed. I told the lady, I said, look, I'm not gay. I don't do this. That's my homegirl. She fucking with me. She did be like that on purpose. She thought, oh, they thought it was so hard.
Oh, my goodness.
That was my embarrassing gay moment. I hated that.
Alright, well, this is another moment. And this is the topic for today's show. Is someone's debt from last year, aka 2009, be erased? And I ain't talking about your AT&T, Verizon cable, and all that fucking shit. You always gonna owe a motherfucker that way. I'm talking about person to person debt. You know, I loaned a bitch $100, $30 in 2000 and down there 8, but you know what I'm saying? You know, they ain't say that in 2009, but now it's 2010, and you know how everybody just think that. You know, 2010 is like this magical year and shit. Like, you know, the other years didn't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? No, dog, this 2010, dog, you know, I don't owe you nothing, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know, this a fresh year, dog. You should just let that shit go, man.
Hell
anybody
no.
got that? Anybody got that this year? Because I know I fucking have.
I never got that because the motherfucker was stupid and I would sock that fool in his face.
Yeah, you ain't got that this year yet? Yeah, man. Motherfucker, what the hell you mean? No, I don't give a damn if it was $10. If it, y'all ain't paid me $10 all year, I need mine like the goddamn tax refund. I need it before the 15th.
People borrow you money and get amnesia. They forget. You have to remind them.
A motherfucker do not forget. Believe you me, I remember it. Everybody who I owe money to, a bitch do not forget.
I tell your homeboy, I send a message by your homeboy to tell you I need my motherfucking 20.
Oh, well, no. See, you already fucking up. See, anytime it comes to money, you'll never send nobody to do your dirty job because that's called a taxation fee.
At the people.
So by the time you get to that 20 and it's only $15 or $10. Yeah, well, you know, I had to use something. Right, girl, you know, I had to use $10 for gas. So I'm going to owe you. I got you. See how you just fell into that goddamn debt trap again?
Fell. So you got to get smart about getting your money back. You got to get, like, the collector people. You have to call and harass their ass. You got to show up to their house unannounced early in the morning and shit.
Show up on their house at the mountain.
Show up in their house early in the morning, knocking on the door and shit.
Oh, all day to the mountain.
Oh, when they get up, take that early morning piss, you'll be at their door. They ain't going to expect you to be there. They open the door with...
I wish you were there.
Say, look, I came to get my 20.
Hey, Johnny, let me borrow 20 bucks.
That's out of Miss Computer Lady off on the bridge.
Johnny, let me borrow 20 bucks.
I got it for you, baby. But look, y'all,
man,
I won't have charity, okay?
But I won't pay you back so you can come haunt me.
I won't have it.
My dough.
Hey,
I need 20 pesos,
though. I'm going to have it. It's Thursday, but I can't give it to you till Saturday, okay?
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
hey, baby.
It's like barring a hamburger on Tuesday and goddamn paying you back. You know what I'm saying? Next Tuesday. Shit. Well, you can't. I mean, you can get the hamburger, but I ain't gonna have the money to buy you the hamburger till Saturday.
Yeah,
motherfucker,
you
I'm starving now. Shit.
Hey, have you ever had this happen to your
dead.
Mom? Get some money, and they write you a little personal check, and then they tell you after they write you the check, oh, I knew you can't cash it until Friday. But
that's called the government, lady. That's called the goddamn dollars you got in your pocket. Them fake-ass promissory notes. That's what you describe it. The motherfucking
government.
They write
you a check on Monday or Tuesday, and you think you finna go cash a check. They tell you can't cash it, Mr. Friday.
Man.
That's a
lot.
One time nobody told me, and I went and cashed it the next day, and oh, my God, I bounced their whole check line and everything, man. I'm like, hey, you owe me money. You didn't tell me this.
I hate that shit. Why the fuck you gonna write me a check on Monday and tell me I can't cash it on Friday?
Because people are trained to do that. How many times your mama done did that?
Man,
how many times your mama done paid? How many times your mama done paid the bill? She done wrote the check a week ahead of time, though. The bitch is, y'all already know, as long as that bitch is post-dated, before that motherfucker's actually due, that's it. It's good. So that's what motherfuckers do. They'll wait to the day of, knowing that the goddamn light's gonna get cut off tomorrow. Write the check today, send that bitch in because it's post-dated. And then when the motherfuckers call you in, like, hey, well, the check is in the mail. I already sent it off to you. Huh? They doing the same shit to you.
Ain't that,
man. We grew up getting fucked, though, basically. That's how we recognize it as we get older. Shit. That's getting fucked, though, but that's what it is. You getting fucked over for your change. Shit.
That's
straight up. So,
John New, I want to let you know that I love you, girl.
Thank you, Goofy Bone.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
How did
you tell them Asian women to leave you alone. Say, no, don't touch
jazz,
me. Man. Say, I belong to Goofy Bone.
All I'm saying is, you know, when it comes down to this music industry, man, you're going to deal with a lot of flaky-ass people. And I'm going to just leave it clean like that. But if a motherfucker is coming to you with, and I ain't talking about coming to you with no bullshit. I'm talking about coming to you with a very prosperous opportunity to make some motherfucking money that ain't involving, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker doing no sexually explicit shit. But just because of a person's sexual preference, that's them. But if a faggot is coming to the motherfucking table and he wants to motherfucking sponsor your goddamn mixtape and send you on a goddamn 6-month motherfucking 6-state tour, and the only thing he wants you to do is provide the goddamn music and then, you know what I'm saying, provide you, your body, to go around. Now, of course, he's going to be there. He's going to be there on the tour. Okay, so it might be sometimes that y'all might be in a goddamn Christmas, Florida, small-ass hunky country bunk town, to where both of y'all gonna have to sleep in the same room together.
Nah. It don't run that way.
Huh?
I don't sleep in a room with a faggot. I won't sleep in a room with no.
It don't run
don't,
that
don't,
way.
It's either way. All I'm saying is if you mentally go on in that motherfucker to do something, you mentally gonna do something. If you let a motherfucker know, dog, I hate faggots. From the beginning of the jump, bro, I don't like faggots, dog. So we gon' when I sign this motherfucking paper, this is all I'm saying is to get an understanding with people, because it's not even about sexuality. It's just about, even if you got poor work habits, look, motherfucker, I know before I came up in here, your ass got some fucking poor work habits. But when I come up in this bitch and you see me motherfucking start turning the goddamn wheels, you better jump aboard, or you gonna get your ass fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, you talk to her. That's how I talk to a motherfucker. So, okay, you already put the money up, so I know you're serious. You already booked all the shows, so I know you're serious. So I know you already told me there's a couple of these little country bunk ass towns, and I'm telling you, down here in Florida, you will go through some little country bunk ass town with only one hotel, and it's only y'all motherfuckers either going to, you know, get jacked up the ass paying a stupid hotel fee, or you're just going to go ahead and goddamn be an adult about it.
Yeah.
Now, the only point is that this motherfucker come out the bathroom butt naked now with his shit slanging around, okay, now we got a problem. If a fucking female come out with her titties hanging and pussy all out, and y'all ain't got that type of, you know, respect with each other, okay, yeah, then that's when, you know what I'm saying, shit just, okay, now we got to end the tour, and you reneged on your deal. Because now you just violated my privacy. You just violated everything about me. And you can't sue me because I asked you not to do this shit from the jump. And you came at me business-wise, but now you done took it personal. So that's all I'm saying. You're going to meet a lot of flaky, fruity motherfuckers in the game. But them going to be the main motherfuckers that's going to help you get to where you need to be. And they're going to be willing to put their money, you know what I'm saying? Because they're outside of themselves. They're outcast themselves. So they'll be willing to help a fellow outcast. Shit, you a fellow outcast. You're not in the industry right now. You're an independent artist on the outside. So you're outcast right now to the industry.
Well,
because you on the street trying
to
make your own money. You feel me?
I'm serious.
It ain't no good luck to me because I'm not an artist. So I can give a shit less about your sexual preferences. So I'm just saying, as an artist, you are more.
I mean, we're in the contract to where you gotta sleep in the same room with your manager.
All I'm saying is, bro,
I'm just giving
a hypothetical little scenario. If you happen to be in a small town, that's all I'm saying. And the shit comes down to where both of y'all
happen
to be in the room.
Now, I mean, come on,
man.
For real. Man. You're talking to Goofy Bone here, Smelly.
Goofy. Okay, well, check this out. If when we just kicked it in Las Vegas, and you didn't know nothing until I got to Las Vegas. Huh?
Huh?
Would you have dealt with me, or would you just say, fuck that? You know what I'm saying? Bro, you going to have to just sleep out in the streets.
Nah.
I mean, we came down as radio show hosts. We didn't come down as, you feel me? We came down to network and vibe as radio show hosts.
Yeah.
Now, I want to give a damn if Brother Knowles had came. You feel me? If Brother Knowles had came, would you have allowed him to come into the room? Or you like, man, fuck that Brother Knowles. You can't come up in here.
Well, I mean, you can come up in the room. We all hang out. But, I mean, it's not like you're going to sleep in the same bed with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shit. Would you share a blunt with Brother Knowles?
Yeah.
You don't know where Brother Knowles' lips been, but see, that's that psychological shit. Cause I don't know where your lips been.
Where do you? You
feel me? I'm just saying that's the psychological.
That's what they say. You know, where
that? Fuck that. You don't have to smoke with nobody. Your
man.
smoke. Fuck that.
I'm saying we are radio show hosts that have come millions of miles away to sit up here and vibe for one weekend, and you going to sit up there and let something by passing a goddamn cigarette because this dude is this, that, and the other, but you done talked to this motherfucker all year. Listen. But you done talked to him all year long. Y'all have a personal vibe, but it's only through the radio station. You never physically ever met this person, seen this person. You've only, you know, virtually known this person. So now that we done met, we all come together, you know what I'm saying? We done did the hug, you know, man dap and all that shit. Now we finna sit down here and we just finna vibe. We finna talk like we did. You feel me? With all four of us in that goddamn room when the damn females want to eat each other pussy before us. But they still wanted to hit the weed, though. So we ain't supposed to smoke with these motherfuckers because y'all want to suck each other up. Man, no, man, you better pass that motherfucking shit. I'm trying to get high. Fuck that shit. I might eat one of y'all motherfuckers before we end up, you know what I'm saying, finishing the blunt. Shit. Check it out.
I'm going to use a scenario. For all you Mexicans out there, don't feel racist.
The dick that hangs up there at the pool hall where I shoot pool, she's a fucking dyke. And I sit right next to her ass every other night when I go chill out and smoke right in her face. And I know she blazed. I don't let her hit my motherfucking blunt. Now, she asked me for a blunt, I give her one to smoke, but she already know. We already got an understanding that we don't smoke together. You smoke your shit, I smoke my shit.
Let me see. Think of somebody.
Well, let me go back to the scenario.
The work isn't smoking is something different now, Smell. The work, if we got to work together as a team, on the team.
It's personal. It's still personal. You are putting a goddamn blunt to a person's lips that sucks dick, that eats pussy.
You do the same exact thing.
I'm saying this industry is psychological. So if you're going to let it psychologically fuck you up, you going to be psychologically fucked up.
No.
I eat pussy. I don't give a fuck. I eat pussy. If you don't suck dick, then hey, that's on you, girl. You know what I'm saying? I personally eat pussy. So if you don't want to smoke after me, fuck it. I brush my teeth. I wash my face. You feel me? And I ain't around this motherfucker, you know, sucking on trash cans and shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you'll sit and smoke your whole quarter with a faggot.
If me and you are sitting at the table, one of your homeboys come in. One of your sissy homeboys come in, and he sits his ass down. You pass him the blunt. I ain't supposed to hit the blunt after him. You hit it.
Ooh. No, I ain't talking about that. Listen, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about.
Check this out.
I ain't talking about no homeboy or homegirl. What I'm talking about right now is you chilling. You got you a nice quarter. You rolling up. You blazing. This sissy, y'all ain't friends with y'all, all right, y'all cool, but he say,
I don't give a shit. Friends, associates, what the fuck ever.
So you'll smoke your quarter with some faggots.
I wouldn't give a shiz net. And you better have something to match up.
Exactly.
They ain't got shit. They want to smoke.
Ain't nothing. And listen, Listen, I went when I first met Weelit. I went to the goddamn gay bar with these motherfuckers. You feel me? To sell my weed lollipops, but it is the same thing. Because when I no, it's faggots though. It ain't got nothing to do with the women that was there. It's the faggots that was there. I didn't give a fuck when these faggots walked up to me and like, you want a lollipop? And they popped that bitch in their mouth. And they do nothing for me. But they spent their goddamn money with me, though. You feel me? And if one of them motherfuckers was sitting in there smoking a goddamn blunt, and he wanted to pass me that drove, faggot-ass nigga, thank you. And I'm going to pass that faggot-ass nigga his shit back and keep it moving. I mean, shit, it's more nasty motherfuckers up in the goddamn club than just motherfuckers who doing shit on their personal time. Believe you me, it's motherfuckers that eat shit for a living. And eat out motherfucking women's assholes and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But them the same niggas the same niggas that run up to you, Thomas and Dawg, let me hit your blood. Nigga, you just finished eating ass.
Yeah, you made a point about that, because I don't have
Come on now. And them niggas be up in Cocoa. I just don't point them niggas out, man. Ask them niggas, they'll tell you, they will, niggas so nasty, they say they will suck the fart out of bitch ass.
Yeah, I don't have niggas ass, but I told them, I don't do all that ass shit.
Then turn around and smoke with him, though.
You wouldn't let a man lick your ass.
You ain't never had a two-for-one where they eat your pussy, eat your ass? It's called a two-for-one.
Okay, but then he stopped and fired a blunt. Would you smoke with this motherfucker, though?
Hell no, but I will give him a damn.
Shit me. He got your ass. He got your legs tossed, legs elbow in the air, left and right. And then he go ahead and just stop, fire up a blunt, lick you up again, you know what I'm saying? Hit his blunt, lick you up again. And then pass the blunt round to you while he eating you out. You going to sit up there and hit that goddamn blunt. What the hell, Elvin? The fuck, Elvin, man. The fuck, Elvin. Yeah, what the hell, Elvin? Y'all
think
up with this motherfucker. What the fuck, Elvin? Fuck, Elvin. It'll be cloudy smoke. Coming all from off the goddamn pillow.
Well, yeah, and I have my
blunt.
Fuck that.
Oh, man. Boy, I guess I'm just a real fucking nigga in the world, boy. I don't give a shit. Fuck
hell.
That. Bitch sucking my dick. I'm going to goddamn pass with a blunt. Bitch, just don't put no slob on my blunt. Give my shit back. Fuck that shit. Bitch, I'm smoking watching while you doing your job. Shit, fuck that.
Damn. My homegirl said, Mika, every time I used to go to her house, her baby daddy, I couldn't stand her baby daddy. I said, that motherfucker think he better than everybody else. Every time the motherfucker, he had weight he used to give us, he would never smoke with us. And my homegirl's baby mama, he ain't never smoked with her. I said, damn, this motherfucker, he old Jamaican dude. I said, this motherfucker think he better than everybody. And I couldn't stand his ass. And he always, we go over there, we chill, we smoke. He'll roll up a fat where he'll give us our own personal bag. He'll say, huh, y'all smoke that. But he would never pass his blunt to us. So I told my own girl one day, I said, damn, why your baby daddy don't never pass us his blunt? He always giving us our personal weed. He too good to blaze with us. She said, girl, he don't smoke with nobody. She said, I got a baby from the mother even smoke with me. And I understand why he do that shit. I used to, when I first met him, I thought he was nasty and arrogant because He is cocky. He one of the motherfuckers, one of the Jamaicans that got a lot of money. He up and he think he better than other people. But as I got to know him, the more I hung around him, I see why he do that. He have a lot of weed, so he like to smoke by himself. He don't smoke with no motherfucking body, not even his baby mama. He give us, when I go over to their house, he give us a bag of weed, he give us a blunt. He say, huh, y'all smoke that. He sit there and smoke in his face. He will not pass you the fucking blunt. But he will give you something to smoke. He don't smoke with nobody, and that's why. He don't. And that's what
I guess he never got the concept of sharing. But
no,
you know,
he do share. What if he gets?
No, I mean by the blunt, you know.
I mean, when you go to Jamaica, motherfuckers is rolling spliffs and shit. They ain't sitting there passing shit around. They roll them up one fat ass spliff, and they smoking it to their motherfucking self.
He
feel me?
When
you gotta understand his
Jamaica,
culture.
You can walk around smoking blunts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's legal. You gotta. I mean, his culture, it's not taboo to smoke weed like you know what I'm saying it is here. They do the shit from 10 years old. You're 5 years old, them motherfuckers sitting there, you know what I'm saying, smoking a goddamn spliff, doing their homework.
I mean,
5 years old. At 5 years old. So, I mean, you know, his upbringing and the way he grew up is just totally different than what, you know what I'm saying, this commercialized shit that we are into.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie. I told my husband, I said, man, I don't like your baby dad. I said, nigga, why you wanna smoke with us? She said, girl, nigga, he don't even smoke with me. This man don't smoke with nobody. His mouth on the blunt behind nobody, but he will give you your own bag and tell you that's your own smoke. Got to roll your own shit up.
Hey, appreciate it. Yeah,
I got it.
Okay, I'll be straight. That'll be cool for me.
Hey, look here.
Hey, why don't you give some to Pedro?
Hey,
sometimes they're greedy.
All right, y'all already know what the fuck time it is, man.
Back in the game.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Johnny, I love you.
Hey.
Speaking
of smoke, I'm about to roll me up one now.
Well, I ain't got shit to smoke.
Why don't
smoke,
you
I'm
kick
chilling.
On down to your Mexican home bar.
I guess I can inhale one.
Oh, boy. All right, y'all. It's the motherfucking top of the hour. Actually, it's 15 minutes past that motherfucker, but fuck, we still here. We're on Black Folk
Time.
You know, riding out with my homeboy Goofy Boat. Straight Low Records on and Wrecking the Game Entertainment Zone. Miss John New.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Princess, man. Y'all really know who's going down real big, man. This is Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall motherfucking news that you will never hear in the motherfucking headlines. But you will definitely hear that shit right the fuck here. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. Smell So Good, a.k.a. goddamn,
Darkness, everybody! Everyone, darkness is ready!
I don't know why I always look around real crazy when I play that. You know what I'm saying? My eyes start going all side to side and shit, you know. But it's all good. Check this out, John. You know, I'm finna go into this nutty news now. So, I know this your first time ever hearing me do this motherfucking news up on here, so don't be shocked when you hear some of this shit. Because it's some nutty news. It's some real true shit. Alright? But there's some fucked up shit. Everything
you don't
I'm
do no
read.
Gay shit.
Hey. I don't know what the fuck. I'm all the way around the world. Alright? I'm all the way around the world.
It's
check
news.
This out, y'all. This is real motherfucking news, people. It's real goddamn
real
news.
Oh, real news. Okay.
It's real goddamn news. It's real goddamn nutty news, though. This is not that Bay News 9 bullshit that you be trying to, you know, they trying to filter to you. This ain't that goddamn Florida Sentinel news. You know what I'm saying? Fucking obituaries and shit. We ain't doing all that. Real news from around the world. Around the world. And we're starting off in Houston, Texas, people. You know what I'm saying? Where a mother of folk is allegedly seduces a Canadian teen online. That's what I'm talking about. All y'all motherfuckers keep falling into this online seduction and shit. Hit Smell So Good up at smellybtrlive.com if you want to talk to me dirty virtually. Anyway, the Houston mother of folk was arrested Tuesday and remains in jail after allegedly starting a sexual relationship with a Canadian teenager through the online game World of Warcraft. And don't forget, you can get you a goddamn Mr. T grenade on the World of Warcraft. Not that I play that bullshit, but hey, I've seen the commercial. Yeah, and then flying to his town and luring him away from home. Laura Price, 42 years old, thought she could get around U.S. statutory rape laws by having sex with the 16-year-old in Canada. Yeah, where that is the legal age of consent. Harris County investigators, held the fuck no. Authorities said the substitute teacher started having an online sexual relationship with the boy, then 15 years old, in September 2008. After meeting him through the internet video game, a spokeswoman from Harris County District Attorney's Office states. That bitch look fucked up, too. If y'all see this chick's face.
No, so she's a Stella. She just Stella getting her groove back. She just wanted her some young meat. That's all.
No, it just get a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, diabolical into that, though. Because, I mean, if you flew all the way to fuck from Canada and flew a bitch all the way back to Canada, you done violated some energy, some laws. She 42. The little boy 15.
Well, yeah, that's how it, you got, see, this what, I think this is what the world be so shocked about. They, you know, women are the most treacherous creatures on the face of the fucking earth. I mean, come on. I mean, just like you got male pedophiles, you just don't hear about it that often, but there are female pedophiles, just like you got male pedophiles. You got female pedophiles, the shit taboo is weird, but they out there. You got women that young boys.
Yeah, that's true. Hey,
I was 15
fucking a 25-year-old. You know what I'm saying? She's 10 years old.
So my brother was 15 fucking a 28-year-old. And that motherfucker stopped coming home. My mama used to say, because it ain't nothing but us two. Mama used to be like, where your brother at? Where your brother? I'd be like, he over Pee Wee house. Well, she thinking Pee Wee a boy. Pee Wee a 28-year-old woman. But my brother had no moved in with him when he was 15.
Yeah. I almost got to that same point. Shit. That pussy was good.
I
at 15, shit. Ooh,
it's a law, but you got older women that prey on young boys. I call them Stella getting their groove back. They want their young meat.
Then you call that a fucking pervert when it comes to a goddamn older man fucking with a, you know what I'm saying, a 42-year-old man with a 15-year-old. That shit just don't sound right. You feel me?
That's what we used to hearing about. That's something we hear about all the time. The old man praying, praying with the young girls, but... You got women perverts. You got women perverts too, man.
And you got motherfucking women rapists. Motherfucker think that shit don't even sound right. You know what I'm saying? Women going around taking dick and shit. Yeah. I read about I did a story about that too. The motherfucking chick, I forgot who the hell she was. She drugged 10 motherfucking dudes and took their dick.
And she probably
didn't cut it off. She took the dick. I mean, she purposely seduced them, brought them to the house. They thought they was finna get the pussy. No, she done drugs, slipped their ass a Mickey, knocked their ass out, and then got on top of them, fucked the shit out of them while they was asleep, knocked the fuck out. And then when these stupid motherfuckers wake up, then they like, damn, my dick hurting shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck going on? She did 10 different motherfuckers like this. That is rape.
Yeah.
That's rape. I don't give a damn, male, female. That is rape.
The world don't talk about it a lot, but you got female pedophiles out there.
Man, shit. All right, y'all. We still back in Texas. Still back in Houston. Where a son is accused of hiring a classmate. Yeah. To kill the mom.
Oh,
hey, boy, these kids is getting... I mean, the other day I just read. Goddamn, 11 and a 15-year-old tried to burn the mom up in the bed. Like, what the fuck is wrong? What the fuck is y'all parents doing to make y'all goddamn kids just really, goddamn, I ain't saying this. It ain't really no white, black, Puerto Rican thing. This shit just a fucked up worldly thing. Because from the beginning, Houston police say they doubted 17-year-old Danish Moazam Minhas' story about finding his mother's bloody body in their apartment. Yeah, the Lee High School student told investigators he spent the entire night out and came upon the crime scene when he returned home that morning in late November. The attacker, Minhas, told a detective, must have surprised 43-year-old Tabasun Khan while she was counting money she planned to spend on bills and traditional Muslim feast of Eid. Evidence inside the apartment convinced police that Khan hadn't gone down without a fight. Stabbed dozens of times, she managed to put up enough resistance to wreck her home. 6 weeks later, authorities announced Wednesday that a fingerprint discovered at the scene led them to one of Minhas' classmates, who told police Minhas promised him $4,000 to kill his fucking mama. Damn, boy. There's some sick teens in this motherfucker, man. Y'all got to take care of your fucking family, people. I mean, you really got to take care of your own. And bitches be like, damn, man, you got a great mom. You know what I'm saying? She do a lot for you. Hell, fuck no. I do a lot for my motherfucking mama. It ain't no vice versa. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, you know, if I don't do enough, a lot for her, she ain't going to do a lot for me. You feel me? I mean, you, if you don't do shit for me, why the fuck I'm going to do something for you? That's just the way the world goes. You feel me? With a person to person. You don't do nothing for somebody, why they going to do something for you? Hey, go on over there to Seattle, y'all. We in motherfucking Washington. Like I say, we all the way around the world. And I mean the world. Well, a bag of teeth. Yeah, y'all. A bag of teeth links man to burglaries. Damn, boy, this is why I say weird, crazy, nutty fucking news. The bag of teeth found on a North Seattle sidewalk was the link that police were looking for. Shane Carlson had long been off on the radar of Seattle area police after his numerous arrests and convictions for car prowls, home burglaries, and office break-ins. One Edmonds police detective describes the 26-year-old as an equal opportunity burglar. But it wasn't until Carlson's fingerprints were identified on human teeth found in Seattle's Maple Leaf neighborhood in October that detectives linked him to a rash of unusual burglaries at dental clinics and dental laboratories in Seattle. What? Come on, people. This is what this is. What the fuck is you, the tooth fairy? I guess he was just practicing the shit. You know, he didn't have his tutu yet. But he was practicing to be the tooth fairy. See, every bad action got a positive and equal reaction. See, that's what it was. See, he was actually in tooth fairy training. So he had to break into all these different places, you know, because, shit, he ain't fucking Santa Claus. He don't just shoot down no motherfucking, you know, chimney and shit. You know? Lying like a motherfucker. Back in Cali, man, let's go on over to Goofy Bone Land, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Straight Low Records. And a man on a bicycle yanks gold chain off neck of boy only 5 years old, which leads to the question, what the fuck was you doing with a goddamn chain on? Dumbass parents, yo, what the fuck you got your kid walking around with jewelry on, period? I don't give a shit. Kids go outside to play. They don't go outside to worry about no motherfucking your worldly possessions that you give a shit about. Jewelry and all that fuck shit. Kids don't give a damn about that. And then you get mad when the motherfuckers go out there and lose the goddamn, you know what I'm saying, lose whatever the fuck you gave them, earrings and chains and watches and all that. You know how much jewelry I lost as a fucking kid? I didn't give two shits about it either. Don't buy me another one if you give a fuck. I didn't. Yeah, police are looking for an assailant who rode up on a bicycle in South Los Angeles and yanked a gold chain from the neck of a five-year-old boy, like stealing candy from a baby. My bad. Video images from nearby businesses show that the thief pulled the chain so hard that the boy was dragged along the sidewalk. Damn, that was a good cheap-ass chain because, that bitch would have popped. LAPD said the video images show the attacker buying a drink at a store just before the crime. He is described as Latino, about 21 years old, 5'7", with black hair and hazel eyes. That's not Goofy Bone, people. He's a lot taller than that. Anyway, let's go on to motherfucking Philly. Shouts out to Easy Ride up there in Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real big Easy Rider. This is where an infant and child seat has been thrown from a car. Now, here in fucking Tampa, y'all, this just happened, you know, a couple of months ago, where a stupid-ass motherfucking 21-year-old dude was arguing with the goddamn 22-year-old girlfriend, took her goddamn baby that didn't belong to him, drove on the fucking interstate, and threw the goddamn baby out the motherfucking window. When the police motherfucking arrested his ass and asked him why the fuck he did it, this punk stupid motherfucker gonna tell the police it's a dirty game. Now that's some nigger shit to say. Okay, so let's see what the fuck happened in Philly. An argument between a driver and her passenger led to a baby in a child seat being carelessly thrown onto the sidewalk. Oh, okay. In Northeast Philadelphia, Wednesday afternoon. According to the police, two women were riding in a car together when they became involved in an argument. The driver told the female passenger, the child's mother, to get out of the car, but she apparently refused. Police said the 30-year-old driver stopped the vehicle, then reportedly took the nine-month-old baby out of the car in its child seat and roughly threw the child seat onto the ground. The mother of the child got out of the car and stayed with her. Man, you got life fucked up. You was a pussy. Whoever that other parent is, you's a motherfucking pussy. She would have got her ass whooped when you put your motherfucking hands on the goddamn baby car seat. Let alone had time to take it out the goddamn car. What the fuck is up with y'all parents these days? You some motherfucking soft-ass parents, man. Don't let a goddamn... That's why your kids all fucked up. You ain't looking out for them and shit. You want your punk ass sitting next to me, mom. You gonna let this bitch throw me on the goddamn sidewalk. You ain't even kick a bitch window out or nothing. You ain't even Tiger Woods a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Make a bitch run into a fire hydrant. Yeah. All right, y'all. Megan Fox, I don't know who the fuck that is, a slam for vinegar detoxifier diet. Man, listen. Only thing that shit is good for is making your goddamn mouth and stomach taste nasty and then get your stomach upset. That is not a good thing to be drinking straight vinegar, people. I don't give a fuck who tell you that. Not even for trying to pass no motherfucking drug test. Hell no. End up killing your goddamn self, man. All right. Health experts have warned dieters against taking advice from actress Megan Fox. The Transformers star has been blasted for hailing the benefits of swigging vinegar. She recently said it just cleanses out your system entirely. Yeah, all right. It will get rid of for women who retain water weight from your menstrual cycle and all that. It gets rid of it really fast. However, experts in the field have dismissed Megan's claims, insisting there is not a single form of vinegar in existence that will help dieters lose weight. And I ain't never heard no shit like that. The only thing I did ever hear about that was, yeah, for a piss test. You know what I'm saying? Hit a little vinegar, you know, drink straight vinegar before you piss test, and then, you know, you're supposed to pass. Not that I ever gave a fuck about trying, you know. But, hey. Hey, Miss Computer Lady, I wonder if you heard about this here. Because we in Ohio, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Toledo. You know what I'm saying? Toledo, Ohio. But we're not there. A father put a daughter in a dryer. Yeah, people. And turned that motherfucker on. Only in Cleveland. Only in goddamn Cleveland. Police prosecutors told that the Cleveland station... After the girl told her school teacher her dad put her in the dryer, the school contacted Children's Services and charges were filed. There's no explaining this type of activity, why any individual would place any human being or any animal or anything in a dryer, except that to dry your motherfucking clothes, is unexplainable. And to a normal thinking person, there's no explanation, and obviously this man, yeah, has issues. Said Mike O'Malley, first assistant to Kuya, whatever the hell, county prosecutor's office. If you're capable of putting your child in a clothes dryer, you're probably capable of a lot of horrible things. Yeah, he should have had his ass whooped. And it's the other thing, man. Only reason I don't like our motherfucking judicial system, we too fucking soft, man. You don't punish no motherfucking body no more. You know what I'm saying? Nobody won't get punched in their motherfucking eye for doing stupid shit no more. You know what I'm saying? You just get a slap on the wrist, give you 6 months in prison and shit, and let you come out a better criminal than you went in and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Anyways, let's go to goddamn Kansas, y'all. We ain't shit clicking in motherfucking Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? But a man, because this motherfucker jumps from a bridge just to avoid traffic. Yeah, after the accident. All right. Police have identified the man who died. Yeah, after he fell from the Kansas River Bridge after a multi-car accident Tuesday around 6 a.m. Police said Bernard David Estrada Duran, long-ass stupid name, 35, of Miriam, Kansas, died after he exited his truck following the accident and tried to avoid swerving traffic by jumping over the rail. Yeah. Falling 50 to 60 feet. Police said icy conditions may have caused the accident, and because it was still dark, Estrada Duran may not have known there was a drop. Yeah, where he jumped. Damn, well, that's fucked up. You trying to avoid an accident, nigga, you caused the most biggest accident of killing your goddamn self. Damn. Well, only this type of shit happens only here. Yeah. And I'm talking about Orange City, Florida, people. Good old Sunshine State. Where old man, because that's all the fuck we got down here, is a bunch of fucking old fogies and shit running into Starbucks and all that shit. Crazy motherfuckers. Yeah, old man has been charged with threat by slingshot. Now, that's old school for you. A Volusia County man has been charged with threatening his neighbors with a slingshot. Hey, what the fuck? He finna shoot acorns at your house? Man, fuck that. Orange City police say 65-year-old Francisco Ramos got into an argument with another man in the laundry room of their apartment complex on Sunday. The resident told police that Ramos left the room saying, "You made a big mistake with me." Ramos reportedly came back later and pointed a slingshot at the other man and his mother. Yeah. The resident called police, who responded and questioned Ramos. Ramos told the officer that the weapon didn't belong to him. God damn, how the hell you get motherfucking charged for threatening to shoot a bitch with a goddamn slingshot? Only in America, people. Only in America. Where they do some dumb shit like that. All right. Anybody know the fuck Miley Cyrus is? I don't. Anybody gives a fuck who Miley Cyrus is? I don't. But I'll still read it. Miley Cyrus slams people of America. Yeah. Teen Queen Miley Cyrus, who posed nearly naked, yeah, for a 2008 Vanity Fair shoot, dated an older underwear model and mocks Asian people. Yeah, for which she was later criticized. Realizes kids look up to her. Bitch, you got you on Nickelodeon. How the fuck kids ain't gonna motherfucking look up to your stupid ass? But she says she isn't responsible for how they act. My job is to be a role model, and that's what I want to do. But my job isn't to be a parent. She tells the February issue of Harper's Bazaar, "My job isn't to tell your kids how to act or how not to act, because I'm still figuring that out for myself. Here's excuses. So take that away from me. So to take that away from me is a bit selfish. Your kids are going to make mistakes whether I do or not. That's just life." Cyrus, 17, underage fucking, like we just talked about, says most people tend to focus on the negative when it comes to her life. Slut bag, we don't want to hear that shit. The fuck ever, man. Fuck the slut bags. Well, sorry, you're not a slut, because that would make me a slut, wouldn't it? I guess I was a 15-year-old slut. I'll be that. Somebody's hitting me up. Hello.
Avon calling.
Hey, Avon. Get the fuck out of here, you son
lying
of a...
piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. Sorry about that, people. I had to cuss out Avon. You know, we don't do Avon here. We pull out the gun. Yeah, had to lay them down real quick. Sorry about that. We got 512 on the line real quick before we get back into the news. Let's see what's happening. 512, you're live on the Star Hill Smelly Prize. Welcome out.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Chilling like four villains. What's happening?
Not much. Just chilling at my friend's house.
Oh, okay. Well, who friend house we at today?
Rachel.
Okay, well, hey, Rachel, girl, I ain't talked to you in a long time, girl. How you been doing?
Been doing fine.
No, this ain't no motherfucking Rachel. Who the hell is this?
I stay out of my friend's house.
Oh, I thought this was Rachel. You know, I don't finna get my flirt on, girl. I can't flirt with you, Trace, girl. You know what time it is. Shit.
You know what time it is.
What's going on, baby girl? What it do don't do up there in Texas? We got Texas on the line, people. They're in the building.
Oh, it's not that much. You know, this weather's kind of crazy, but you know.
Yeah, the cold up there? Is the cold like down here? Y'all into the 28s and shit?
I'm more like, what? I
call
it
30. Yeah, well, right now, it's 54. I mean, you know, it ain't too bad right now. But shit, last night, that motherfucker dropped down to 28.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be tonight. Well, tonight over here.
But we in Florida, goddammit. Y'all in Texas.
I know.
We tropical. We ain't supposed to be. Hell no. We only ice goes in your cup, not on your windshield.
Oh, okay.
Shit, motherfuckers don't know how to act down here, man. Bitches come out of the club 3 in the morning and shit. You see, goddamn 20 cars riding down the road slower than a bitch because they don't know how to get the ice off the goddamn window. Pulling shit, trying to make it home. Like, what the fuck is you doing? Floridians, boy. You know a Floridian when you see one. Listen, all y'all motherfucking Floridians out there, too. At nighttime and in the daytime before you warm your car, I don't know what chemistry motherfucking class some of you motherfuckers been taking, but hot and cold do not mix, people. So you stupid motherfuckers running outside with a goddamn gallon of a pitcher of warm water and throwing that shit on your motherfucking windshield, you're going to find your shit getting cracked. You don't do that. You do not do that. I mean, if you want to do it, get that cold-ass water hose and then spray your window down that way. The only opposite effect, the bitch going to fog back up, though. You get rid of the ice, but that bitch going to fog up like a motherfucker, so you better have some defrost in your shit.
Yeah.
I don't, so I'm looking like Ace Ventura riding down the road with my head out the window and shit. Icicles on my motherfucking eyebrows, you know what I'm saying? But I'm all right, though.
Yeah.
I'm all right. Let me finish up these last two, y'all. We're going to get back into some more conversation. Because we in New York. Well, Obama shows up on Times Square billboard. Now, y'all know they've been using these black folks as man illegally. Peter just used goddamn Michelle Obama's and shit, talking about she, you know, she don't rock furs and shit. But they using an illegal ad against her. Now, y'all using goddamn, you can't use people's images, people, without their permission. That's a lawsuit,
yeah.
Especially when they famous. Me, I don't give a shit. Yeah, you can spray me all you want. Just don't put my head on some old Fabio body and shit. You know, I don't do that fag shit now. Don't try me like that. But, yeah. The latest celebrity ad to grace a Times Square billboard doesn't feature an athlete, rock star, or actor. Yeah, it's good old President Obama sporting a black jacket made by the company Weatherproof. Yeah, but the White House isn't happy about the newest exposure, saying the president's image captured by the Associated Press during his November trip to the Great Wall in Bangling, China, is not supposed to be used for commercial purposes. What the fuck you mean? Bitch, please, if I take a picture of you motherfuckers, that bitch is for whatever purpose I'm going to use that shit for.
Yep.
What the hell I took the picture for?
Yep.
God damn, CB radio going on. All right, the weatherproof ad comes as First Lady Michelle Obama is featured in an unauthorized ad called Fur Free and Fabulous, produced by People for the PETA, goddammit. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Man, motherfuck y'all. Y'all just another fucking acorn association. Goddamn taking money behind closed doors and shit. What the fuck ever. And last but not least, I don't need no music for this because we still in crooked-ass Washington. And anybody ever been to crooked-ass Washington?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why you still straight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Accusations of airport profiling. Yeah, from Muslims. Man, I'm getting sick of this shit here. I mean, damn, first y'all motherfucking profiled niggas. Now you get, you know, niggas is everywhere. Now you know what I'm saying? You got to move on. You tried to profile motherfucking Mexicans, you know what I'm saying? But then, shit, them motherfuckers started getting jobs and shit. Now you stop fucking with them. You started fucking with goddamn Cubans. You left them alone. You went to Haitians. You left them. Now you own some goddamn Muslims. But you motherfuckers let these bitches in the country. You let them set up all their BP gas stations. You let them set up all their goddamn mom and pop, this, that, and other. Then when you get mad at them, you do just like black folks. And you try to come and wipe their whole goddamn world away. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
Goddamn right. The Obama administration's decision to crank up airport security for passengers traveling to the U.S. from 14 nations has triggered a backlash of complaints from Muslim and privacy groups who say President Obama's response to terror threats amounts to little more than racial profiling, which is true, because y'all still got these old-ass fart bags in goddamn L.A. and all these other little fucking goddamn new airport terminals, and y'all let motherfuckers, just like the other day, you let the little dude walk right by and had to shut down the goddamn airport. Why? Because the goddamn cameras wasn't on in the airport.
Yep.
What the fuck kind of security is that? Whose fault is that? That ain't got nothing to do with no motherfucking Muslims. That's y'all raggedy ass security and not securing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but defenders of the policy say it's carefully targeted way of zeroing in on those travelers most likely to pose a threat. And that hurt feelings shouldn't really matter after the United States narrowly averted, by sheer luck, a deadly mid-air bombing on an airline heading to Detroit on Christmas Day, which is no fucking way you telling me that bullshit. When I just flew last month, well, in November, and I flew to goddamn Las Vegas, I'm going to tell you straight up. Security sucks. There is no such thing as no motherfucking airport security. They had these old-ass 70-year-old retirees looking for motherfucking Geritol and vitamins. These bitches wasn't looking for weapons. They weren't looking for, you know, destructive chemicals and shit. I've got through airport security from Tampa International Airport to goddamn Las Vegas and back with a 12-inch fucking razor in my motherfucking bag. I'm talking about a carpet cutting razor, a big ass what they call, cut carpets with. That was in my bag. I forgot the shit was in there, really. But that shit went through the goddamn scanner machine, along with me going through the goddamn scanner machine, along with me getting on the goddamn plane with this goddamn 12-inch box cutter. I'm on the plane with it. But my co-host, who came from Australia, goes through the same goddamn terminal, and they take all of her goddamn Victoria's Secret lotions and shit, but leave her with her motherfucking nail files, nail clips, and all this other deadly weapons. Huh? That's your airport security, though. Man, please, don't blame that shit on no motherfucking Muslims, man. Don't blame that on nobody else's stupidity but your own internal security. That there is none.
You know, they got a fucking
Yeah, they got to, man, instead of their motherfucking selves. You know what I'm saying? America good for that, though. America is good for not taking the blame for their own fucking over their own American people, blowing up their own goddamn towels, blowing up their own fucking trains and everything else that fucking goes on over here. You know, bitches want to blame the world instead of, you know what I'm saying, blaming the motherfuckers who was responsible for it, and that's you crooked-ass motherfuckers that's behind the scenes plotting and planning this bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's going to do the Nutty News for today, people. You already know. Nutty News Today is sponsored in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. And like I always say, man, don't never believe what the fuck I'm saying. Go read it for your motherfucking self. That's knowledge. So, yeah, people, appreciate everybody tuning in for the motherfucking news. And don't forget, I'm doing a 2-hour show today, but normally, you know what I'm saying, I don't cut the show short. You know what I'm saying? From 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. So I'm doing these 2-hour shows to let everybody know this show will be cut back an hour from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. So if you don't get your ass in where you fit in, you just won't get in on the radio. But I got a new shit popping off. I got my live stream show. I do live independent videos. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing like the BET type spinoff. So you have to be online to participate. You know what I'm saying? But you go to www.livestream.com/WDGE radio. You see me live on the cam. If you got a webcam yourself and you want to participate on my production team, you want to be a part of my production team and bring, you know what I'm saying, some crazy news from your own hometown, you know what I'm saying, I'm taking on submissions, all submissions. Just send you information to WDGE radio TV@live.com. You know what I'm saying? Only requirements is you got to have internet connection and a motherfucking webcam. Everything after that, you know what I'm saying, I can put you in the game on. So you want to be part of one of the hottest damn online and soon to be offline television shows, I guarantee you, you're going to want to jump on this. Because I'm seeking sponsors right now, people who want to drop ad spaces and all that, you know what I'm saying? I need all of that to kind of add into the show. So all independent artists that got videos, I don't give a fuck if it's a goddamn whatever the hell video. You did that bitch on your own like most of you motherfuckers do, walking around with a cell phone cam and videotaping yourself and shit. I don't give a shit. If it's you on it, I'll re-edit a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I ain't care if it's edited, unedited, whatever the hell, uncut, censored, whatever the shit. If it's you and it's your expression, send it to me.
Yeah.
Who that? What happened?
You can put anything on it.
Yeah, about me, I don't want to, fuck all y'all motherfucking pussy ass motherfuckers. There ain't no music. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, I don't even want to hear a beat. And this beat in the background, you pussy ass motherfuckers. Fuck all you motherfuckers, hoe. Bitch, piss that. No. Third grade education, I don't need. You know what I'm saying? This is an intelligent network, so I mean, real videos that are giving you exposure, you know what I'm saying? Not just videos that ain't doing nothing for nobody. But if you got commercials, you know what I'm saying? You got some commercials advertising your products, you know what I'm saying? You can definitely send me that, though. I'll air your commercials, you know what I'm saying? If you got some events and shit like that, like a little club promo for that night or that week coming up, you know what I'm saying? I'll play your promo, you feel me? Hit me up with it. So, yeah, that's what we do. 9 minutes left to the show. This has been Should Someone's Debt from Last Year Be Erased Thursday? And I spelled Thursday wrong like a motherfucker, but fuck it. You know what the hell I was saying. Big shouts out to Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, Miss Computer Lady, for popping up in here. My artist, Miss Janu, you know what I'm saying, of course, for hanging on the line. Let's see. A Woman's Worth Wednesday. It's going down on Miss Computer Lady's show. She didn't leave the airtime because she already built. So, sorry about that. And big up to motherfucking DJ Party Time. You all know where the hell he at. We were kind of fucked up last night leaving the club.
Action.
Huh?
I feel missing your action somewhere.
It's all good. But he's still here,
yo,
y'all.
What's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We giving special shouts out to my boy J.M., Young Dread. Giving special shouts out to the solo boys. I have these new spaz shits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good. We'll be doing bigger and better things. Breaking the game, entertaining. We'll be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you. I feel you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is. Holding it down. Jook City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Breaking the game, entertainment. Holler at your boy. We out of here.
Yeah. And, don't forget, man, I got a new cruise coming up. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody want to get down, we're Wrecking the Game Entertainment. We're going on a cruise next month from the Players Promos. Y'all can get down on it, man, if y'all want to join us. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up for more info.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smokers Cruise. Board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky's.
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boom.
It's my friend.
That's real. And we got the after party going down at the Smoke Hut, sponsored by,
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and
yeah.
grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all come out and see me perform my new hit
y'all
song,
come,
too,
come,
man.
Y'all come to see
this. Titties and beer.
Well, I mean, we ain't come no... Wait, whoa, whoa. Let me stop my damn new song, man. What'd you just say?
I said, when y'all going to come to Texas?
I told you, woman, we coming for the motherfucking patent leather shoe throwing convention. Yeah, I guess y'all ain't ready for that. I mean, I'm waiting on my 100,000 pairs of shoes to come in, you know what I'm saying, so I can, you know, everybody fly over there. We're going to meet in front of Bush House, you know what I'm saying, in front of the motherfucking pearly gates, goddammit. And on the countdown like New Year's, we're going to chuck them some of bitches over the gate. And hopefully his punk ass walk outside and hit in the goddamn face with a few of them. And then the country will be in a better place.
Okay.
And then while we throwing the shoes, we're going to be singing my song.
Titties and beer.
Damn right.
Titties and
beer.
I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
I got this song from Texas. Yeah, I'm fucking with you, girl. Let me go ask you the same question of the day that I've been asking everybody else before we get the fuck up out of here. Titties and beer. Yeah, if y'all want that as a ringtone, you know, hit me up, man. I hook you up. Did anybody come up to you so far this year and you know, basically say that they don't owe you nothing from because this is a new year?
No, not yet.
You ain't had nobody approach, but you got some motherfuckers that still owe you money from last year.
Yeah.
So are you seeking that money to go ahead and you know, get this new year really started out right? Or you ain't really just worrying about that? You just mentally went ahead and said, fuck it, and you wrote it off yourself.
Yeah.
That's what
I said. Well, if I ain't since I got since last year,
now
I just roll it off, you know?
Yeah. With the goddamn government to do that shit. Year after year, just roll this goddamn debt off. Shit.
Yeah.
Roll this motherfucking student loan off. You know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga, gotta wait 7 years. Hell, I'm at 10 years, and that shit's still on my credit record, so I don't know what the fuck
right
going
now.
On. Huh?
I'm at 5 years now. Yeah.
Shit, I don't know. That shit's been 10 years, goddamn it. And motherfuckers still ain't wiped that bitch off. They still sending me goddamn letters from Fannie Mae talking about we want your goddamn money. Hell to the nah. Paying you bitches nothing but no attention. The hell kind of shit is that? Charging me for no education. Yeah, for real, for real. They charge you for damn no education and shit. Then turn around, you know what I'm saying? I won't expect you to pay that. Yeah, I ain't paying for a ripoff now. Fuck that. Not finna do that. What, they kill me with all that, you know, fly-by-night school. They allow these schools to come set up, you know what I'm saying, for about 6 months, and then next thing you know, the damn school shut down. What the fuck? My class was goddamn 7 months. What the fuck going on? Now you gotta go transfer to another school that ain't nothing but the same goddamn school with a name change to it.
Yeah.
Thought
about that money and
so it's about. Yeah. And then now they talking Obama wants you to go back to school. What, man, what the fuck ever, man? That bullshit. You take your ass back to school and get enrolled and then go looking for some Obama money if you want to. You better get them Pell Grants and everything else. Yeah, it's going to end up owing some goddamn cash waiting on motherfucking Obama.
Yeah, 6 months after you graduate,
they're
going to take
you
all that money back.
Yeah, so then you got to watch, you know what I'm saying? You got, now, let me ask you, you been to school, you went to college?
Yeah, I've been to ITT Tech, and I've been to AT.
ITT Tech, ripoff. And who else?
Yep, go ahead now.
And who the other one?
I was at HCU in 2008.
What is that? HCU?
No, ACC in Austin, Texas.
What, like community college?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and well, that was the main example I was using, really, was ITT Tech. Because they just notorious for that old shut they fucking name, and now they Everest University, now they Embry, now they all these other goddamn names, you know what I'm saying? But they the same fucking person.
Yep.
Same goddamn school. Yeah, just a different name. Same building and everything. They changed the name, changed the paperwork up, but then it's the same goddamn ripoff.
Yep, same thing, yeah. I tried to get financial aid. They said, no, you got to get a loan. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
That's how I'm like, what the fuck is aid for then? What the fuck is you have billions of dollars in educational financial aid money, but then you going to tell me I got to get a fucking loan? That's the first thing that steps in. Sally Mae, Fannie Mae, all these old maids and shit. But these are the first motherfuckers that reached their hands out talking about they need a fucking bailout.
Yeah.
How the hell education needs a bailout when it's $300 billion set aside for bitches to go and get their education on? Or supposed to be $300 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's some bullshit. Well, people, y'all already know what time it is, man. We've been riding out for 2 hours long and strong and doing this thing every day, all day long. So, I'd like to thank y'all for riding out with the Starship Smelly Prize. Wrecking the Game Radio, y'all already know how we do it. No video show today, man, because who that, what happened?
Can I give a shout-out to everybody from Texas? And
hell no, nah, we don't do no shit like that. Who the hell live in Texas? Oh, my bad. Go on ahead, girl. That was just and me. The flow, yo, girl, go on ahead. Ray, Craig, Earl, Shay, Little Man, at 7-Eleven, Pearl down there at the car wash, Little JoJo, Shining Boots at the mall.
It's John New. Smells a good party zone. It's John New. Lisa Ray, too.
Well, but that's goddamn Tampa people. That ain't Texas. Who in Texas?
No.
Little Man. Shouts out Little Man, Ron over there at the Get and Go store or something like that. You ain't got nobody like that. Where they at?
Where the hood people at? No, I'm my family members. You know, everybody.
You don't know nobody named Man.
Oh yeah, I do. I
ain't
got
a bitch. Boy, that crazy. Yep. You see ghettos all over the fucking world, boy. Hell, just nah, man. Ray. All these Tay-Tay. Like, what the fuck is a Tay-Tay? You know what I'm saying? And then you grow up, and then you got to stick with that name. What's your name, dog? Tay-Tay. Oh, what the hell? You got to watch them pet names you give yourself, or people give you, little doo-doo, you know what I'm saying? And now you're older and shit. What's your nickname, little doo-doo? Baby. I don't even want to talk to you. I'm straight. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? First thing they do, they try to smell your breath or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch the stereotypes. You don't want to be calling yourself Becky after 2009. That's not a nickname that you want to be taking on. White girls, y'all might as well give that shit up and abandon that goddamn name. Because 2010, until that bitch die out, y'all going to catch hell.
Yeah.
White girl going to catch hell. That means all the way across the states. When that goddamn song get introduced to whatever part of the United States, you gonna catch it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you so.
Yeah, I do a segment that like somebody can call in and just ask a question or get some advice or something like that.
On what, this here? You talking about the radio?
The subject that you're talking about, like on anything.
Yeah, what about it?
Like, just say, like, if somebody, like, has a problem, they need some advice about something, they can come in and call you and, you know, get some advice about anything.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Like I say, though, my goddamn opinion is like an asshole. Everybody got one.
Yeah.
So, I ain't no motherfucking Dr. Ruth, no Dr. Phil, but I can shit, make you feel good, you know what I'm saying? I might probably make you feel worse. Hell, I don't know. I guess it depends on what a person can handle, because nigga like me, I'm blood raw with it. I ain't finna sit up in sugarcoat shit. So you might not like the answer I'm going to give to you. You might not. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the truth hurts. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you need to hear the truth more than somebody just going along with what you want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, and people go into situations like that. They want you to tell them what they want to hear. But that ain't what the fuck you need to hear. Bitch, you in debt. You need to get the fuck out of debt. Stop spending goddamn money on weed. That's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, but nah, you want to hear me. You want to hear me say, man, you need to slow down, man, or whatever you're doing. No, bitch, you smoking too much goddamn weed. You don't smoke crack. You don't smoke powder. You know, so what else are you doing? You spending your goddamn money in too much weed and fucking off.
Yeah.
Tighten up. You know?
Weed,
yeah, so please, yeah, by all means, 347-237-5125. You got a motherfucking problem, yeah. Call Dr. Smell So Good. I'll put something on you. I got a remedy for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I take your temperature. I either raise that bitch up, that bitch gonna drop the cold as hell. No matter to me. That's how he does. So I gotta get out and about in the world, you know what I'm saying? I gotta go over here and help my homeboy, the amazing Judge Dredd. I gotta, you know, get him technically savvy in 30 minutes, goddammit. Shit, because that's all the time I can dedicate. Shit. You know,
okay.
But I got to go ahead and help them file some bills online. That's another service, too. You know what I'm saying? You might want to look into that. Helping motherfuckers file their bills online. Because in a minute, the goddamn paper trail is going to be lost like a something, bitch.
Yep.
Like right now, you can't even apply for food stamps, bitch, unless you go online.
Good.
All your benefits, Social Security, all that shit. No, it ain't no paper. Ain't no paper nowhere to send it into now. Everything is electronic. You have to go online. Have to establish, you have to have an email account, email address. You know what I'm saying? That's a service, though. And I've been thinking about it, so I'm just, you know, trying to put it out there to, you know, see what kind of fish will bite onto it. You know what I'm saying? Because it sounds like a good idea to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's an actual service that needs to be, you know, implemented. And you know, hey, I'm putting an idea into your head, girl. It's $1 million idea, goddammit. I just want $10,000 off of it if you make it happen.
Yeah.
Shit, that's real. That's real for real now. But you see, it's a need for it. It's definitely a need because bitch don't even know how to spell computer, let alone goddamn get on the motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, shit, just because we tech savvy and, you know what I'm saying, we of age, yeah, our past, which is our present still, you know what I'm saying, which is going to reflect our goddamn future. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You still have to bring your past to your present and your present to the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing is left behind. That's like a child being left behind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no. Because if one motherfucker don't learn, that means the whole school is failed.
Yeah.
Because somebody in that school should have took time out to teach this motherfucker and catch them up speed with the rest of these goddamn 1,000 kids in this bitch. Now we at 9999. Kind of shit is that? And everybody learning the same thing. So, yeah, got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Your past ain't never your past. It's always going to be a part of your present and your future. So if you got something that's fucked up in your past and you don't correct it, then that shit's going to keep dragging on in your present, keep dragging on in your future, just like a debt. Shit ain't going nowhere. That shit going to keep dragging on like a goddamn chain and ball to your motherfucking leg. And until you goddamn break that chain, you still going to keep dragging that bitch around.
Yeah.
Drop the dead weight, people. Drop the goddamn dead weight. But, Ms. Trees, please, yeah, go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, tell everybody to call in, man, if they got a problem. I cover everything. I cover everything from, you know, hospital abuses. Like, I got this lady supposed to be calling in named Tamika Campbell because the hospital down here murdered her goddamn daughter and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I believe that. You know what I'm saying? Because the same goddamn hospital is responsible for multiple missing babies and baby deaths. So.
Wasn't that on the news or something?
For Tampa General Hospital?
Yeah.
That's Tampa General. I mean, not now, no, because all of your hospitals down here fucked up. University Community Hospital fucked up because you go in for a goddamn stomach ache and they going to fuck around, cut your goddamn leg off, and then put your hand where your leg was.
Oh, man.
That's how I asked back because these motherfuckers doing shit down here. So, I don't go to the hospitals. I don't, no, I'm a veteran. I don't even fuck around in the VA.
Wow.
I don't do none of that shit. It went all right. Brung it in. You know what I'm saying? Brung it in at the club. you know, club style, sell them a little shit, prosperous, you know what I'm saying, made some money to, you know, catapult me into the 2010. And then here I is. I got the live video show popping. And, you know, that's just my next step now is to get that in full production and really get that involved, you know what I'm saying, get people involved in that because that's still my radio station, but it's just visual. It's live. It's video. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, that's why I'm soliciting people with webcams and all that ain't camera shy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Can't be camera shy because when I say, you know what I'm saying, I'm coming live. We finna go live in Texas, you know what I'm saying, to get the update. You know what I'm saying? That's your time to shine. You know what I'm saying? We might be in Australia. You might be in wherever the fuck a webcam is available. That's where the hell we going to be at visually. And that's what I want to bring to the world, the visual aspect of this radio show. You can see it visually.
Yeah.
So that's my goal. And that's what I'm working on. But, yeah, it's up and running already. You can see if you go to livestream.com/WDGE radio, you actually see, you know what I'm saying, a couple of little past shows that I did, you know what I'm saying, just little kind of sample shows, but you know they there, and you know what I'm saying, just to show you, to give you a gist of what I'm actually trying to accomplish. So, you know, BET, MTV, VH1, all that, if your ass is online, you're going to get shut the fuck down. That's my goal, at least as far as independent artists. So, if you ain't rolling with regular game entertainment, you will get rolled the fuck over.
Wow.
Bet that.
What
so,
you trying to
yeah.
do? You a big, huh?
You got to. I mean, you know, baby, I'm 30. I'm finna go turn 32 years old in February. I ain't no spring chicken. I just look like one. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah.
Boy, Lord bless me with a lot of old motherfucking wisdom and a youthful body to carry it around, you know what I'm saying, and do something with it. A lot of people sit there and talk about, damn, if I was 18, I would have did, you know what I'm saying, you know, if I was then, what I'm doing now. Well, you know, I feel like, you know, a couple people tell me I still look like I'm 18, 21, you know what I'm saying? So when people tell you that, you have to take that and live that mentality then. You know what I'm saying? Revert back.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to mentally revert back and carry yourself like that then. Stop trying to act like an old fart bag. You know what I'm saying? And be the youthful motherfucking person that you are. You was only as old as your mind lets you be. That's why you got mentally handicapped people that don't look older. Because their mind just don't know the mentality of aging. So therefore, it's not allowing them to age. And they always look like children. 40 years old and still look like a goddamn teenager.
Yeah.
It's that mental capacity. You know what I'm saying? We watch TV. And let TV say that, you know what I'm saying, we old. We listen to the radio and let it manipulate our thinking and that we old and our fashions and makeups and all this other kind of bullshit make us look older or make us look younger. You know what I'm saying? It's all this shit that's thrown into the works, into the pictures. You know, except for just that one simple thing is that mental mind state. You get your goddamn mental mind state right, you won't be worrying about shit else. It's like me. I don't give a fuck about no fashion. I'm not a fashion goddamn buck. I don't give a fuck about monkey jeans, this, that. I was brought up on Levi's and Wranglers and motherfucking BKs.
Yeah.
And didn't give a shit about shit then. So, yeah, not that fashion dude that's finna come walk in with the latest motherfucking P. Diddy fit on or whatever the hell. That tells you right now where my fashion is. I don't know what the fuck Sean John is. I just use P. Diddy's name because I know that nigga's making some kind of clothes. I was about to say FUBU. Shit, that was the last time I got them bought an outfit, cross colors. Shit. Come on now. Yeah, shit. I'm 32 years old, baby. That's the last time I gave a fuck about fashion.
Mm-hmm.
When Felice was out. You know what I'm saying? That was the first time I bought my first brand new $80 pair of shoes. When Felice came out. And I ain't really give a shit about them. Yeah, but you know, I had my first job, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to ball out and spend on myself. I'm going to take care of me, which I did. You got to do that. But you know, when you get older, you know what I'm saying, and you start wrapping yourself up in the material world of living and not just the world of living, And that's when you get, like a lot of motherfuckers is, they get stuck in their box. They scared to go out their cities, scared to go to another state, scared to go to another country. You know what I'm saying? They scared because they, you know, worrying about what another motherfucker going to think about them.
Yeah.
Shit.
Who cares?
Everybody loves you besides you. And understand that in this entire world. Everybody loves you besides you.
Mm-hmm.
You would travel many of places. You know what I'm saying? I done been to Italy. It seemed like I'm the only nigga around that motherfucker. But I got everybody and their mama coming up to me, you know what I'm saying, wanting to touch my face and take pictures and shit with me. You know, but what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody love your black skin. They love that tone. They don't even understand how it gets there and stays like that.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. Everywhere you go, Mexicans act the same way towards me. You feel me? That's Mexicans that came here to Florida. You know what I'm saying? And get their first, you know what I'm saying, contact with black folk. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, wow, like, you dogging at me. Germany, same fucking way. Melting pot of you know, everything. But when the black man come over there, man, shit. It's like motherfucking Jehovah himself is walking around in the streets.
Hey.
So, I mean, you got to get the fuck out. That's why I tell everybody, get the fuck out your box. If you feel like you unappreciated, go the fuck somewhere that will appreciate you. And I promise you, it's not here in this goddamn United States. It is not here in this goddamn U.S., us of A, or whatever the hell you want to call it. It's not here. You have to get on a plane, fly a couple of hours the fuck away out of this shit, and go to somebody else's land. And then when you say that, you know, oh, man, this place is hell, I guarantee you, you'll either feel more appreciative about the United States or you're going to feel more appreciative about the world abroad.
Yeah.
One of the two. One of the two is going to happen. Most people, you know what I'm saying, like when I went to Germany, shit, I came back and I actually, you know, enjoyed the fact of the United States with their filtration system. Something, you know, a lot of things might be small to certain people, but it's actually major. Things just like our little filtration system. That is major in Europe because they don't have an adequate filtration system, so you cannot drink out of the tap water. There's no such thing as going out and drinking out of the water hose.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much lime and deposit buildup in the water, so therefore, if you do drink it, you're going to make yourself sick.
You can't drink calcium.
You can't drink lime and calcium. You don't drink CLR to clear your motherfucking drains out, your pipes out. That is for the sink. And that's the same shit that, you know what I'm saying, over there. The only thing you can drink is when you go into the bar is tonic water or bottled spring water, which you're going to pay for because, you know what I'm saying, of course, they don't have no filtration system over there. So all the water that you're getting is imported from the U.S. and everywhere else.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you're not getting that. Nah, you go over there and take a shower, you better have some motherfucking lotion. Because your shit going to come out, I mean not dry, I mean your shit, you blow your skin and powder come off that bitch. That's how hard the water is, you know what I'm saying? It's real hard water, very harsh for your skin, you know what I'm saying? So you got to have oil, body oil, or lotion, something to put that, you know what I'm saying, them nutrients back into your skin. You ain't finna walk around all day dry, and bitch, you're going to fuck yourself up. You know, ashy from head to toe. But, you know, on the flip side of it, you know what I'm saying? Shit, they got trees, you know what I'm saying, a million miles in every fucking direction. Versus here, you know what I'm saying, you barely even see trees. You know what I'm saying? They got wildlife all over the goddamn place. Versus here, you know, with our goddamn crop planes that fly over, killing all the birds and shit. You notice, you ain't never noticed there ain't no Blue Jays, ain't no fucking Cardinals and all that shit flying around no more like it used to be. An abundance of birds in the sky?
Yeah.
There is none. It's replaced by crows and vultures. You kind of scared when you actually start looking up because shit is missing. A lot of shit is missing in your food chain.
A lot
of shit is missing in your food plane. A lot of it comes from so-called crop dusters. You know what I'm saying? That disguise to come over and fly. Why the fuck are you crop dusting over cities, though? Why is that shit coming out your motherfucking plane over cities? Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, see, you know, they every time, every week, they got something on the news saying this ain't good for you to eat. This ain't good for you to eat. I'm like, dang, what can you eat?
Yeah, but then you can't grow your own food, though. How the fuck is that? When we in an this whole state to state, we can every state in the United States can grow some kind of agriculture on their own, some kind of natural resource on their own. So the only thing that would mean, then you need to grow this, you need to grow that, you need to grow this. Now let's just barter and trade. That knocks down the monetary system, though. See, and this is a capitalistic motherfucking country. It's not built off of barter and trade. It never was. It was built off of capitalism. I got a lot of money, or I got these promissory notes, or I got this gold, so this is what I want from you. You know, but therefore, that put value on shit, not just barter and trade value. That put an actual approximate value onto it, meaning my gold is worth more than just this rug that you want to give me. I need 12 rugs for this motherfucking one bar of gold. They put it, you feel me, and put a value to it. And that's everywhere in the world, though. Shit, yeah, now that you go, the system's been just manipulated and fucked up like that.
The world's always been like that. It's always
been manipulated and fucked up. Money. Now, I ain't going to say the world. I mean the United States.
World,
you got to understand. It's not the world,
like,
because not everywhere in the world uses our same. We don't all have the same type of currency. So, therefore, you know what I'm saying? People don't prize money. When Italy don't prize money like United States does. Germany don't prize their money like United States does. This is all I'm saying. Jamaica don't prize their money like United States does. They pride in their people. They pride in their country. That's where they pride at. Their pride is not in their money. See, America is all we the richest country in the world. Rich on what, though?
Yeah.
From fake ass promissory notes that you lied to the goddamn people who originally came here and built the country, and that's when you took all of their real tangible assets, and now they left with shit. They left with this damn toilet paper and they motherfucking pockets. That's all this is. You walk around with a whole bunch of toilet paper. It's the same material.
Yeah.
Same fucking material. Paper is paper, people. It ain't no motherfucking different. I don't give a damn if it's papaya paper, goddamn mango pea, or paper tree paper. Paper is motherfucking paper.
Yeah.
It's all fake in the end. That shit is fake.
Yeah.
And everything else that meant something is gone. Gold meant something. Silver meant something. Platinum meant something. Titanium meant something. Uranium meant something. All those natural motherfucking ores and resources and shit, all that actually means something to the world. But it has no meaning here. You know what I'm saying? Now you allow the motherfuckers to melt your gold down and put it in your motherfucking mouth.
Yep.
You let them melt it down and put a thin-ass goddamn little piece of chain with a cross hanging and charge you $200.
But
that's your promissory note money. That's your promissory note money. Just you know what I'm saying? They just giving it back to you. You know what I'm saying? In an unrecognizable way. This is your money, though. This is really your money. This jewelry and fucking gold and gold watch and all that gold shit.
You got grills, and
that's worthless. You paid this motherfucker $5,000-$6,000 to put a goddamn bullshit to make your breath stinking in a bitch that you can't even take back out and do nothing with. Because it's custom. Who the fuck else going? It ain't going to fit nobody else's mouth. What the fuck? The world we live in is kind of crazy. The world we live in, that's what I got to say. You feel me? The world we live in.
Or even crazier.
That's the world we live in. But, I mean, you live in a media-drawn world, man. Really, you live in a media-drawn world where the media says what goes and what doesn't go. Oh, it's my daughter.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Hey. Hey, where you at?
I'm at, I'm just getting off work.
Okay, so you ain't talked to your mama yet?
No. Not at all, and her phone keeps on the hook. I just called a few minutes ago to see if she was picking up. Ain't nobody heard from her.
And what, her job, I mean, she ain't got no close friends or nothing with, like, the, you know, a point of contact?
Like, for the past but, you know, she worked night shift, so it's hard trying to get the hours, you know, to stay 5 hours behind her. Because when I called her, like, she's not there. Like, I asked the guy yesterday, I'm like, well, did she got the day off or did she count in or what? He's like, well, she works night shift. And I'm saying it was acting like they didn't want to give up no information or nothing. And then her friend sent me a message and was like, well, give me her address, you know what I'm saying, and I'll go check on it. So I'm looking for her address, but I can't find it. But I told the girl, like, even if you do find the address, the most you could do is, like, get security, tell you to go up there or something. Because the way her building is, you know, you got to have, like, a pass just to get on the elevator.
Oh, well, I mean, somebody needs to either...
And she had responded to something. She ain't been doing nothing. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, cause I'm going to call the VA. I'm going to call the VA hospital. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Just to check.
I'm going to try to find, like, I can't blatantly find her address. I have no idea where it is.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know either.
No, remember none of that. She don't, I don't have nobody else's number, like, I feel like her friend or nothing.
Yeah.
Her friends or anything like that. And his Finney friend, he stay out there, I guess. But I can't get in contact with Finney because she done went back to basic.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, it was a dude staying with her for a minute, sending a little boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm finna go online because I just need to get the VA phone number up there and call them because, I mean, if they have any impatience, you feel me, they'll let me know, so.
But just call me back.
Alright, that worked. I'll call you right back.
Alright.
Alright, got a missing little situation going on.
Okay, I hope y'all get everything straight. Hope y'all be able to find her.
Yeah, that's in Hawaii, man. I don't know what the fuck going on. She ain't answering her goddamn phone, man. This is, you know, I don't know what the fuck going on. Shit's kind of confusing. That's why you kind of hate being apart from people, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she in Hawaii, I'm in Florida, you know, my two unbiological daughters, but they my daughters, you know what I'm saying? One in basic training and the one that just called me, she in North Carolina. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is... You know what I'm saying? Spread the fuck apart.
Yeah.
You know? And when you kind of get used to it, you know what I'm saying? That's why I really don't like to talk to people every day because you get into a habit, you know what I'm saying, of actually getting comfortable in hearing and talking to people every day. You know what I'm saying? So then when that gets taken out, you kind of lost as a void there. Now you're like, well, what the fuck? Something wrong. It might not be nothing wrong at all. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, that person just might want to switch their routine up. You know, but then you're used to that. You know what I'm saying? You get, you know, used to that.
Yeah.
And then it leads to this type of situation, worry and all this kind of shit when it could be simple or it could be tragic. You know what I'm saying? You never know. But, you know, either way, then it brings all the selfishness all into the picture and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of, it brings a lot of fucking drama into it when people end up missing, you know what I'm saying? You know, especially loved one. I ain't talking about a dog or a fucking cat that just ran the fuck off, you know.
Yeah.
It's a million miles of distance, you know, in between a person, man. And shit, you want to fly the goddamn Hawaii, you know what I'm saying, just to see what the fuck going on.
Yeah, you want to see them and you want to spend time with them, but, you know. Yeah.
Mm. Let's see, I know I got to go online and go look up the VA hospital and call their ass up. And, because she is a vet, so they'll be able to let me know something, even if she came in for a checkup or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
and
we
if,
did
you know,
see
we've
her.
Been here a couple, let you know what day she came, what time she came, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Gotta go and find out something. All right, Miss Trees, I gotta get off because I do got to get on this mission now before I get up out of this house.
Right.
And, you know. That's real. Great having you on the show. I appreciate it any and every time, you know what I'm saying, represent Texas. And you know it. Yeah, you got anybody there for real though, you know, got some issues, you know, I'll tell them all that, man. I ain't got no topic.
What?
Every day is any topic, even if it is a topic.
Okay.
Every day is whatever.
All right, I'll be sure to call in next time.
All right, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying, each and every time. It's much love.
Okay.
That's real. All right, y'all, we about to get up out of the building. This has been another, you know what I'm saying, rendition of Regular Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Pride. It's your boy, DJ Smell So Good from the hood, Trey Folk. And, you know, always, each and every day, man, make sure you stay unstressed. Stay blessed and unstressed. That's my whole little motto, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and do unto others as you want to do unto you, man. You know, treat them like you want them to treat you. That's the best thing I can tell you in this world. Live in a doggy dog place. Just don't get pissed on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we out to tomorrow, y'all. It's freak something Friday, cause I don't know, something freaky going down. Come through and check it out. See what's happening. You know how it does. Peace.